I'm in a tent that I made on top of my bed out of sheets. That's where I do the opening from. Can you picture it? Can you? It's fun. I have a flashlight under here. I got your email that said that. Mm-hmm. Jen Kirkman is our guest today. It was, oh my God, fun. I love her. I want to tell you this so you picture it right away. When Jen got there, we didn't have this music ready. She yelled up from downstairs. She's like, I want you to play this music when I come in. So she tossed her phone up the stairs. Jake caught it. We plugged it into the board. And that's where you start hearing it. That's what happened before, though. It's not what we were going to do. And she had this, she just came into the room with these really like big sunglasses and this funky jacket. And she made her entrance. She brought her own entrance music. First time. That's what you're hearing. Will you hear that music? Just picture her strutting around the room. I think we got a little video of it. She's just strutting around the room. She goes over to the stage, starts dancing. So there's that. My laugh. It's like, maybe I'm trying not to, no, I'm not trying to do anything. I was going to say, I'm trying not to like go, you know what? My laugh is what it is. Why am I apologizing for it? I'm sorry. I'm sorry for apologizing it. Here's my new laugh. 40-some-ish days to Fishtown. That's right. Mm-hmm. 40-some-ish days to Fishtown. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. Huh? All right, well, that's it. That's it. Is there anything else I need to tell you? I don't think there is. I think we're all good. Dallas, I'll see you December 4th through the week. Dallas, Addison, that's right. All right. Oh, by the way, if you were at the Meltdown, you're the best. That crowd, they're all like, you know the way I feel. They're just, you love looking out at them. They're just so great. I love them, every single one of them. Unless you didn't think I was funny. You know what? I love you too. Seriously. Let's get to the show. Are there any questions? Are you okay? Happy birthday. Oh, by the way, no, you don't go buying it. Whatever you're thinking of buying, you don't need it. You don't need it. Can I tell you one other thing? Sometimes when I do the opening, I hear myself do this. And hate's a strong word. I dislike it. You know, it's like, oh my, I don't know what it is. I have dry mouth. All right. Take care. And I will see you next week. Enjoy the show. Get to a good place. I want you to listen to it like laying down. Listen to it wherever you want. You could be on the train. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. It's time for me to go back to Portland. Tweet at Portland Club. Tweet at the Portland Club. Portland Helium. When's Todd coming back? All righty. Goodbye. I love you so much. You're like a dog to me. The people that listen to this show, they're like dogs, and I want to mush their faces. All right, bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jen Kirkman. Wait, the music's still playing. All right, hold on. Let me neaten this up. That might have been a little sloppy of an opening, but what? I loved it. No, I mean getting the music for you. That was the best entrance ever.
Well, thank you.
Did you wear that knowing you were going to do that?
Well, this is how I dress anyway.
Oh.
But these are my vintage Dior sunglasses I just bought.
Here's what I want to do. I want to take a break.
We just started.
I know, but we're going to take a break so I can get... Well, hold on.
I have to go tinkle, too.
Yeah. So anyway, there's so much fun stuff. You're going
to
be fine. So, okay, hold on. We have a lot. Let's play... bring a little Imagine in there, and we'll play Eric Olsen. I asked him to call in, find these quotes he likes, or even it could be anybody, and then we'll make these little Eric Olsen moments where we'll be back.
The mind is everything. What you think, you become. Buddha. Go fuck yourself. Eddie Pepitone.
Oh, yeah. See, Eric's going to keep sending in stuff like that. That was a crazy opening to go so mellow, I just realized, because we took a break. I forgot what happened. So
perfect time to go mellow.
Jen Kirkman is here, everybody, and she's walking up the stairs. In case you probably figured it out in the opening, or I might have even told you in the pre-opening. It was great. Oh. What you just did was great. no one's ever done that. I didn't know what you were going to do. I was like, oh, it was so – once the music came on and she walked into the room with like – well, there'll be a picture on Facebook. It was just very like it was fun.
It's how I like to start things.
You do, don't you? How you doing?
Todd, I told you, we're just friends.
That's what I was going to talk about. Every time it makes me cackle, I'll text Jen something like so. Hold on, let me get my phone real quick. It's so, there's no way you could read into it.
Yeah, it's like,
it.
I bet you have a tight pussy.
No. If that's what it was.
No,
it's
one
obviously,
was like...
Okay, here it goes. Okay, here we go. Let's say 7 to 8 o'clock. Yeah, so excited to come by and play. And that's what you said to me. I go, awesome. I love it. See you tomorrow. You went, Todd, honestly, I feel like you need to stop sending me sexy texts. We're just friends. I go, Jen, that fucking makes me laugh so hard every time. Good, I'm glad that we can laugh about this. I just think you're just a great guy, but you're not my type.
But it is so good. Like, comedy is just one of those things. Whenever my heart's broken, I feel like staying in bed and not going to work or whatever. But the fact that you can do this podcast and have me is, like, so cool.
Oh, my God. You don't realize you just might have stumbled into something that a listener needed help with. But let me finish this real quick. Then you go, now, this one, you're right. You could have read it. I said, Jen, is there a wine or a liquor you like? You went, Todd, getting me drunk is not going to make me easy. Just kidding. I'm actually on a juice cleanse. Well, we don't need to read that.
Nope.
Jesus. Think of all the shit flying out of your body.
Nothing's coming out. It's just...
So where do we start? Oh, let's do the cold opening where we get all this stuff out of the way.
Bon, I'm bum, bum. Fucking call me back.
Hold on. We're going to let you do it. I want you to do it. Well, we have a generic. We have a betting without the words in it, and I'm going to let you do it. God, you're. Oh, my God. I love you already. I know you think I'm overreacting, but I'm not. You're just, it's going to be fun. I know going to be like this.
You felt a psychic connection because you wanted someone to do that at some point.
I wanted, you stumbled.
But you never dreamed to mention it to anyone.
I never did. You stumbled upon into the, I don't know if you have advice for this person. I don't want to give their name, but you stumbled into.
Kill yourself.
I'm trying. the worst advice column.
Not today. Maybe not next week.
Maybe when she says
maybe
that, you play that. Say that. Kill yourself again. This guy wants advice. Now,
kill yourself.
Okay. So, but give him serious advice. I think. I don't know how much advice. But I don't know. I thought it may be something, but I'm not sure. Let me explain what it is. Mm-hmm. Hey, everyone's had it. You date in the workforce, and everyone says you shouldn't date in the workforce.
But he said, it was fine.
What?
I just did that. It was fine.
Sometimes you can't stop your heart from doing something it wants to do. You know, there's a lot of people that meet at work and end up having happy lives together. So you give it a chance, you do it under the table. But when it happens, the part that sucks about it, and I don't think the lesson learned should be necessarily, see, you shouldn't date people at work.
No.
It happens.
There are no rules.
Yeah. So, hey, if you know you just want to fuck somebody, maybe you shouldn't do that at work.
Fine.
That might get you into trouble. But if you think there's even a mild chance, you do whatever you want.
Yeah, I just,
I know you've probably been around, you know. Why does my instincts for comedy to go right to? I know you've probably been. So hold on. So, now he sees her and, you know, it's a little difficult. And I said, what do you think? And you know, that's how simple it is.
Is his heart broken? Did she dump him?
I think the way it sounds in the email. Yeah. He's a little, he didn't make that very clear, but he's bummed.
Is he like on the same floor as her? I mean, are they really
near each
other?
You're right. These are questions I should have asked.
I dated someone at work who was on a completely different floor than me.
Mm-hmm. And that was hard then too.
No, it was fine. We kept it secret, but this wasn't recently or anything. but I just, so that was easier. But this guy, well, there's nothing he can do except time will let it pass. I will say this. He should not compare his insides to her outsides. So if he sees her and she seems fine and over it and she's looking extra pretty, or maybe he overhears she's going somewhere, don't let that throw him that she's moved on, she's fine. Don't think of how bad you feel on the inside and just look at her and think everything's perfect. Just, she might be in pain too. Just be normal.
And you
just
know,
make her comfortable. Pretend your assignment is make her comfortable.
By the way,
that's all I have to do.
I agree with you. And unless somebody, because if there's any way for it to be amicable and they could even say, look, you know, then you, it certainly will be easier under one roof. I wish we knew there were some other things that I knew, but I forgot to ask.
Well, I also
questions.
Think his heart would be broken either way. You don't have to keep seeing someone to be reminded that your heart's broken. You can be sitting there. They can be in India and you get that gut punch. Oh, God, they're not with me anymore. And then
yeah.
I have to go, actually. I'm just kidding. But then so, you know, he should just not. Don't believe every thought he has. Don't give in to his own drama. Feel the feelings. Do the work.
Give me more details on it, and we'll talk about it next week again. All right.
And if she keeps acting like a bitch, fucking slap her.
Thank you. There we go. There. Jin, 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 jin. All right. So.
Also, leave coffee in her desk every day with a note that says, why. Jin, jin, jin,
jin, jin, jin, jin, jin. By the way, I don't want to go to this so quick.
No, send a mass email around saying she's a whore. She's free now. If you guys want a chance at her, I'm assuming you already have.
You know what?
I have a lot of advice. You asked me.
Well, Jen, I got to be honest with you. Your advice, it's
wait
like.
Wait in the women's room and jump out of the stall at her. And then
jin,
go.
Jin, 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 jin.
Then go what? Your shit don't stink? Every time she leaves the ladies' room, go, Lisa just took a huge dump.
Jen, no,
what?
I wanted to say these are horrible ideas, stick in the bit, but it's such a funny to imagine somebody that childish.
Wait till it's at night. Sneak up on her in the parking garage and do like a mock assault.
You know
and
what?
Then save her and go, that guy just ran off. I just saved you.
That is a good idea. Seriously, I'm the dumbest guy in the world. That actually could work.
Okay, I thought we were joking, but actually then you said that. Okay, I'm done now.
No, you don't have to stop. I don't.
Is that guy single now? You want to get out of here?
You want to get out of here?
I fuck that shit.
I don't want to. Sometimes I listen to the show and I have this agenda, and then the show takes another agenda. I learn, let it go the other way.
I have my own agenda.
Yes. Oh, I like that.
Sorry, I'm going to stop talking.
No, you. Even with that, I love when you say it because it sounds like something I would say. That's why I love it, because you remind me of myself. It's horrible. Okay, so we do have some people here today. They're from the they're in town visiting. I am going to cheat with the names Dave and is it Irma? Emma and Corey. Dave, Emma, and Corey. Oh, Dave, Emma, and Corey.
Corey, I love Dave, Emma, and Corey. They were Dave, Emma, and Corey. They were the ones that I saw when I came in. And
yes,
Dave, Emma, and Corey.
They were at the podcast.
Guys.
Oh, Dave and Emma and Corey. I always think like Dave,
Corey,
Emma, and Corey.
Emma,
is it Dave, Emma, and Corey?
I said Emma, Corey, Dave.
Oh, it's Abe, Emma, Corey,
I think
Dave.
It could be
Corey.
Any it's,
yeah.
Dave,
oh,
Emma,
Dave
Corey.
From,
oh,
from
Corey.
Corey.
Yeah,
oh,
Emma.
Shut up. Is that Emma?
Emma.
Emma. Get the fuck out of here.
Emma, Dave.
Can I I want to play. Okay, no, let's get through this. Let's do this, and then I'll feel better. Young Jake is here. Guess who? We'll do the bit anyway. It doesn't matter. I want to say you're here. Andrew Furtado is here. The original soundboard, like
hey,
the
man.
Original.
Hey, what's going on?
We'll do that later. We're going to go later. We're going to go in your vagina and act like we found him there.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, like I want to go in your vagina and you're going
to
let me.
I know
me.
You do. And I've been telling you, I just want to be friends.
Jim.
It's like, can I just say one thing? I might consider sleeping with you, but you're so clumsy. But I want to go into your vagina. That's just not like, it's not even that I need romance or
Jen,
a relationship.
Jen, I'm doing a bit. I'm doing a bit where it's we're going to go in your vagina. You're acting like I'm hitting on you. You think we could? I bet we could fool. I've never fooled around with a girl.
Wait, what do you mean?
Ooh, what? Hey, that used to be my life. Oh. I would say something and go.
I thought you
oh,
did on
shit.
A lawn chair and then you walked away or something.
No, I didn't walk away.
Did
I don't
you
even know what that meant.
Or something?
I acted like I was sleeping. You had to be the dumbest girl in the world. But I did. You know, that's when I figured out my penis was bisexual. All right, listen. I think I've talked about that before on the show.
I'd probably turn you.
So, but you know, I think before I die, it's on my bucket list.
To fuck me? I knew it.
No, not you. So there's young, there's Aristotle. He's here, and Andrew's here. So it's all good. So let's get through this really quick.
Okay.
June. Oh, we got to give this. Someone's dog loves the show, and the dog's name is June. June. The dog June. Oh yeah, we know June. June, the dog. Oh, those long ears. Oh, June, come here, June. Everyone, see who? Hold on. Let him email us. Turn the barking off for 1 second. Let's see who the dog in the emails likes the best. Like, whose voice does she react to? You go first, then you go, and we'll all go. We all spend about 10 seconds.
June. Hi, June. June.
Okay.
June. Hey, June. Hey, June. Oh, come here, June.
Okay, my turn. Aristotle, do you want to do it? Go ahead.
June! Come here!
I think you just put your voice so high-pitched so nobody can beat you. Of course the dog's going to... He goes...
He's like...
That's just how I talk to my dog.
June!
No, here I go. It's not my turn for real.
Okay.
Get off the sofa. Get off the sofa. What if I thought that would befriend me to the dog? Well, anyway, there's that. Matt Apodaca. How about Boo Chan, huh? Give him a shout. He always tweets nice things. I try to, you know, do my... Matt. What did Matt... His,
Matt Apodaca.
Can you play that? We'll be done in
God.
A sec.
Honey, get in here. Cassie!
What?
Todd Glass, he played the bit we made on the show. He played it. He said my name. He said Matt Apodaca.
Hey, Matt
he said
Apodaca.
It. He said my name on the show.
Matt Apodaca.
Hey, Matt
Apodaca.
All right. I feel like I'm hurrying here because I want to get to the part where we just don't, you know. Okay, we got that. Dating at work. You took care of that. You want to not talk about the motorcycles?
I don't even... Let's see where it goes. We could just stop in the middle and go, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
All right. Oh, by the way, okay, then let me get this out of the way before that. I watched... you might not feel the same way. I hate to bring something up because then if you don't agree, then I'll be like, oh, shit. But I watched David Letterman and Brian Williams. David Letterman interviewing Brian Williams.
Oh, I didn't see it.
And the minute I watched it, I go, why do my instincts, whatever they say is right. Like, he seems like he's very intelligent.
Oh, I see.
So when he, if he tells me what the problem is, and he goes, well, David, here's the problem. I believe
maybe him. Maybe he doesn't have an agenda or something. He's not tied to something.
But maybe, and also someone else could have it, and I just don't agree with him. They just seem smart. You know what I mean?
I think, I've never known him to give an opinion.
He did. Brian, he did Williams. Pretty much last night. I mean,
what was it about the shutdown?
No, they were talking about icy, you know, the icy cones you get at the state fair. No. I couldn't even think of a name for something that would be so easy for him to give opinion about. Oh, they were talking about Cold Stones, and he said he likes when they crush the almonds
in
there.
I think you might be right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, what the? Hey, hi, how are you? What's that guy's name? Can you turn his mic on? Go ahead.
His name's Chad Neat.
And does he have a website?
He does, but you should check out his YouTube page.
Okay. His YouTube page. What's his name again?
Chad Neat.
All right, because we use some of his stuff insinuating that it's Aristotle, so I just like to, you know, tell people. So go to his webpage. Sometimes we'll take stuff from his web, from his YouTube channel. Whatever. Who, you know, we're moving on here.
So many outlets these days for creativity. Anyway, go on.
You're right. Well, here's what I want to talk about, the bikes then, the motorbike thing. I don't know what the first guy did. By the way, here's what I'm going to over-preface this. You might think, well, why not have all the facts? Because I have desperately really tried to get the facts of it. I am very curious about one thing, and I've been trying. So, like, I'm going to say what I've said on the show before. If what I'm saying, if you know a fact that I don't know yet, I'll find it out, and I will come back on the show, and I will go, oh, it totally changes what I said.
Right.
So you don't have to get too stressed out. But I said this. I don't know what the first guy did.
Right.
But I can tell you whatever he did, I want to know it, because even though you can't take the law into your own hands like that, yeah, if I watched him like aggressively swerve into the bike, you know, I might still, you can't do what they did, but I'd understand what drove them to that type of madness.
Yeah, who started it.
Yeah. Still, you can't fucking do it.
Right.
I don't imagine what the guy in the SUV did, but I will tell you this. Maybe it's easier for me to say, but some of those bikers. See, there's probably most bikers are really, you know, it's like you have to say this because not everyone else does, and I like to. We're not talking about a lot of bikers. But let's face it, here's what I think happens. There are a lot of that's not the right way to set up. People that don't drive, even I'm saying it, there's more to distract you in their car than you used to be. Hey, there used to be map books in the radio, but there's no negating, there's more now. And to drive a motorcycle was already tough, and now, amongst good motorcycle drivers, I'm not talking to ones that are driving and they're the trouble. A decent motorcycle driver on the road knows what he's doing, and fucking cars go weaving into you. It's got to be fucking mind maddening.
Right.
So they probably all, they had fucking had it. So what this guy did, not deserving that, it sounds like I'm defending them. I'm not.
Right.
But you got to admit, there's got to be a built-up aggression of like, so let me tell you something. If it was my kid, if I had a kid in the car, I don't give a fuck. And I know a lot of people say this. They're like, yeah, I'm getting the fuck out of there. I can't fucking stick around and then have to live the rest of my life that something happened and they threw a fire in the car.
Yeah,
and
someone's going to die, so I
can't. There's no good choice.
It's not going to be my kid.
And they always – so I think – now, look, if we're going to blame anybody, I say don't blame anybody. Everybody learn a lesson, and it's not his fault. You know, because the brilliant ones in that group would know that he needs comforting too.
Right.
I think they always think it like he's defending that what he did didn't cause anybody harm and heartache and pain. No. He's just defending. He's not happy he did that. If he's a normal human being, he's sitting home going, I fucking, even in a time of panic, altered someone's life if they are indeed handicapped. Right. So if we're going to cause point blame to somebody, it looked to me like, hey, if the smartest motorcycle guy there, here's what he would have done to me. And I'm not saying I would have had the ability to do it with all the rage, but what I would have done, what they did, doesn't negate what's right and wrong. Once someone starts attacking someone in a group, you back the fuck away because
right.
You don't want to be a part of it. Because tell you one thing, when one person, I'm not saying that you think in the time should they have thought it. No, but in now looking back, you know, and anybody listening knows, if you're part of a big group and they are going in on somebody, that scares the shit out of someone. And unless you back off, you're part of the problem. So
right.
The motorcycles, why don't you feel bad? Are any of them sitting around or one of them sitting around? The brilliant one would. They'd be sitting around going right now, go, you know what? I'm not saying it's all my fault, but, you know, we were there. We were walking towards
that
car.
We
walked towards the car.
I saw a video. I kind of saw it backwards. I saw them beating the car, and I saw him kind of, like, roll.
Well, eventually, I think
but before he hit someone, it looked like he was driving and that a motorcyclist was in front of him. And from the video I saw,
slowing down.
It looked like the motorcycle was going backwards, like, kind of starting shit.
Well, I think what happened is, and again,
but
I'm trying to
piece. But I don't
have
any opinion on it.
Trying to.
No, I mean, I don't have any opinion on what I saw. Like, if someone said, no, the reason he did that was this. But right. That's all I saw, so that's what it looked like to me.
I thought that there was a part of the video we haven't seen, so I thought we come in watching where they're slowing down, trying to stop him because he already did something.
That's okay, so maybe that's what happened. Yeah, I didn't really understand. Like, no one told me the setup to the story. What do you think happened, or did you hear?
Well, no, just then. I just, you know, that I don't know. I've been trying to find out.
And somebody died. He ran someone over?
I don't think they died. I think they're saying they're, as of like a week ago, they are paralyzed.
Oh, God, I would rather kill someone than paralyze someone. Not that I want to do either. But I will say this, and I know this sounds like I just made this up. Driving here tonight, I saw, you know when you're taking a right-hand turn and there's a pedestrian walking and they have the right-of-way?
Mm-hmm.
This SUV just blew through the pedestrian's walkway, and the guy just kind of threw his arms up like, what the fuck? And in that moment, I was like, oh, dude, just calm down. Like, cars can't wait for every, slowpoke pedestrian. Like, he didn't almost hit you. Then I realized, oh, wait, the guy did almost hit the pedestrian. And then I looked further, and the pedestrian had a limp. He was like a handicapped guy. And my heart broke, and I was like, the world is awful. I want to lay down and never get out of bed. I wanted to, like, find that SUV and just get in his face and take his head and mash it on the thing and just go, you fucking did. And then I went, what if the guy driving the SUV is the nicest person in the world and has no idea he just did that to a handicapped person? It was just like they were in a bad mood. So it's like you never know. But someone right. in a car seems like such an asshole when they're driving.
Well, I always feel bad if someone's like, you know, when you beep the horn and then you can't see why someone stopped, you know. That's why you should never be.
That's
Zen.
Right.
You know what major Zen driving I've been doing lately? Someone said they read a book. It was actually a town car driver.
Like you hung out with someone who was bragging, but go on.
Somebody said they read books. Oh, you did the other day. Aristotle said, he goes, I don't like to read books in the computer because when I read a book. No, I mean Jake said, because he wants to hold the book because he doesn't read that much. And when I'm reading a book, I want people to see me with a book.
Oh, that's nice. But they don't know that. They're not like, there's that guy that doesn't read that much. Oh, he has a book today.
Right.
Honey, you know that guy at Starbucks I talk about that doesn't have a book with him? He had a book today.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing came to me. Oh, my God.
Wait, let's keep being that couple. Just so nothing came to
okay.
you. Honey, I'm not trying to criticize you, but you're doing that thing again where nothing's coming to you.
Oh, no,
I love, when I first met you, we used to talk for hours.
No.
And now I'm just trying to start a conversation. I mean, what do you think about people who read?
Oh!
Okay, honey, you understand I'm gonna have to start fucking other people.
You go right. Well, you would. You would have to start fucking other people. You can't be with
me
that guy.
Or the character.
The character.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, you,
like,
Jen.
You
I decided.
Would.
No. All right, listen. We got a lot to
we
get
have to.
To.
Go.
The bailouts.
We bailed out.
Okay, listen, everything's good. The motorcycle thing, forget we talked about it.
Why? I think it's interesting.
It is interesting. You're right.
But here's the deal.
What? You have more to talk about that?
How do we know that kid was so innocent? I'm just kidding.
In the car, the baby? Yeah. I tell you what I thought I would do. Now, I later rechanged my mind, was get out of the car with the baby. I mean, they got to be monsters.
They were in group mentality, pack mentality.
I know. By the way, I was kidding.
By the way.
Not in the beginning.
Have you heard my motorcycle sounds? I don't do impressions. I weirdly can sound like a motorcycle.
Let me hear.
It's this weird thing. Like, it's going to freak you out. So definitely make sure your sense is about you when I do this.
Do you want to give reverb?
No, it's so good. It doesn't need reverb.
Do you hear this new jingle before you do yours? We have a little jingle. This is my new jingle reverb.
Dramatic reverb.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Okay, good. Let me hear your. Do you really do a motorcycle?
Yeah, it's this weird thing. I did it once on stage at a comedy club. People went crazy.
I thought you were looking, but to George Carlin, I thought you were looking at young Jake and he was going to play a motorcycle sound effect.
No.
But to George Carlin, you're not. I can tell now you're actually going to do it. To George Carlin. Okay, go ahead. Give her a reverb.
I don't need it. It's so good.
Okay, let's do it without. No, let's do it without it and then with it.
If it's so good, which it will be, you'll be like, what if it was a reverb?
You're right. Do it without it and then with it. You're kidding. Please don't.
Jen.
I'm kidding.
Please, you were joking.
I'm kidding, but let me do the real one. Let me do the real one. Let me do the real one.
Okay, do rum, 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 and I'll be the dumbest guy in the world right now.
No, wait,
first do rum, 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 and I'll be the dumb guy. Okay, ready? Do it again. I'll be the dumb guy.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
That's your doing a sound effect. She's not that good.
All right. Do you want me to really do it? I kind of have to
Of course I want you to really
do
it.
I have to stand. Well,
can you imagine leading up to this point? I'd be a horrible interviewer.
Vroom!
Is that it? Oh.
I was completely kidding. You said to George Carlin, I didn't.
You're right. Well, that's...
That is the first George Carlin loophole we've had on this show.
Well, by the way, we don't use George Carlin to figure out loopholes in it. But you know, then that becomes like the Amish. You know what I mean? They go, the Amish people use a generator. And when he said no, man-made power. You're not getting over. If there's an entity you believe in, stop treating him like he's a buffoon. What I say is use electricity. But if you're not, the word was no, the Amish people, no electricity. And so they have a generator run by gas. Like that meant man-made power. Like they're thinking they're fooling one over on their maker. The one they answer to are like, how about that? We're using a generator. He'll never fucking guess. Like, you know. Like, come on.
Did I violate something then?
Did you violate something? Mm-hmm. You didn't violate anything. What could you have violated? Oh, no. You didn't do it on purpose. I did it, I think.
Oh. No, I think I just took advantage of you.
Oh, no. I wasn't negating that.
I thought I was Amish.
No, listen. What? No. I mean, it's okay. I was just saying that you weren't going to use the soundboard to George Carlin.
Oh.
So I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't know.
I did, and I did not know. And by the way, even though, and you still didn't use the soundboard.
I still did.
The joke was that it was just a horrible impression, right? I hope that's the joke.
That was the joke. It's not that funny.
I listen.
But the first time was funny.
Let's do something. Let's introduce you. Which one?
Don't
you...
edit all this out.
I'm not editing anything.
Oh, when
out.
Do I get to sing over the theme?
Oh, that's right. We have to do. There's so many. The original opening. You know how people call in every week. I'm going to play the original opening. I have it recorded. It's you just calling my house over and over, wanting to do the show. And that was the original opening we used to use on the show. So we have it recorded.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, you just called my house, Jen. I don't know if
I
you
know.
Remember this. You
well,
did you drank then, right?
I mean, I still drink, but that was back during a very drunk period.
Because you don't know how we medley, like, you know, someone will be calling in, hey, Todd, have me on the show. It's Brian Regan. Then, hey, Todd, have me on the show. It was just all you in the beginning. And
Can I say one thing that I'm embarrassed about?
Well, you got mean.
I remember,
you didn't get mean, but you got a little.
No, I remember that this happened, but I don't remember doing it or what I said.
It's okay.
So this is the first time I'm hearing it, too.
Okay.
Am I going to be like?
I think you
might
be a little
so
embarrassed.
Ashamed,
can I tell you?
Can I? Do I have permission to leave if I get so ashamed?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Okay. Know this. I love you so much that this to me is like a Jen that isn't around anymore. And I love that Jen. She was a little more frenetic, and you got a little crazy sometimes when you drank.
Yeah.
But you know how much we had the same laughs we had then. So it's like it wasn't the worst time. But yeah, you can tell you're mad.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Just play it. Just play it.
By the way, pause it. Anything I say for this bit, you have to do now. If I go, I mean it, you would say you were shoving things in your vagina because you were so upset. You know, now you have to do it. You get it?
Fine, yeah.
Okay, go play the opening. This is about 4 years ago, too, when we started.
Hey, Todd, it's Jen. Jen Kirkman, the girl you don't call back. I want to do your fucking show. Can I tell you something? I'm going to tell everybody that you're a Marc Maron. I'm going to tell everybody. And you know what? I know why you think you're gay, because you won't fuck me. But guess what? Someday you'll be begging for it. Someday you'll want it. That's why you won't have me on the show. You're jealous of me. Why don't they have me do Conan? Hey, Todd, it's Jen. I don't know if you got the last message, but just delete it. Just ignore it because, Todd, I really, really love you. I know. Oh, sorry, I'm not Sarah Silverman. Oh, sorry, I don't put my hair in a ponytail. My hair's not long enough. It's not growing. I think there's something wrong with it. But can I just tell you something, Todd? I'd be really, really funny on the show. I don't know why you're against me. Why do you hate women? Todd, I just put a zucchini in my pussy because I'm so horny. You never introduced me to David Spade. I always knew you. No, I had a crush on him. Oh, I guess I'm not hot enough for him. Fuck you, your misogynist ways. Boop. Todd, can I just say one thing? I don't even think you're that fucking funny. Oh, I'm from Philly. Oh, you know what? Philly people are stupid. I think Paul F. Tompkins is a talented one from Philly. You're just some guy that got fucking lucky. You just got fucking lucky. And now you won't let me get lucky by coming on your goddamn show. I don't even want to do your show. Guess what? I've done Craig Ferguson twice. Both times he wasn't there, but I heard he thought I was funny. Guess what, Todd? You think you're better than Craig fucking Ferguson? You're from this country and you can't get your own show. Oh, I talk into a microphone. Oh, I have 1,000 listeners. I don't even want to fucking be on it. I hate you. I hate you.
Oh, my God. I don't know if that's fair to make you do that anymore. just to think that was like you were fucking, you got crazier and crazier. You could tell, like, and by the way, now, and would you be you're just listening to that like mortified, like you're like,
would leave
if that was the case.
I don't know what I would like. I would want to like bring in a priest or something. Like, I don't even know what. There's been times if you've ever been that drunk or something, and you do act like that, like.
My head
this
hurts.
Is true story stuff. When I first started doing comedy in the 90s, I was really jealous and angry of people.
Who are you?
This is really me in real life. Swear to George Carlin.
I'm kidding. I was just acting like I was so unaware of like the interview.
Oh, yeah. Pretend you're on a morning radio show. You're just Googling me as I talk.
Oh. All right, let me hear this. I'm listening. All right.
In the early 90s, when I started doing comedy in New York, mm-hmm. I was so jealous of people that were already established.
Oh, by the way, I saw your Netflix special. Is that what we were watching?
I never did one.
What did we watch? Oh, it was Chelsea.
Yeah, it was Chelsea.
I loved you like playing on stage. Like, don't eat into my time. Stuff like that. That's my favorite type of stuff. Just have fun on TV.
Oh, the comedians at Chelsea lately?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was so old. That's like 6 years old.
It was funny. We were watching
thank
it last
you.
Night. But anyway, go ahead.
In the '90s, I was so jealous of
you see,
were already
the model
established.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go.
Oh no,
I'm sorry.
Fine.
Go.
I just hey, fan out. We all get that way when we meet our heroes. Now I'm not like this at all. Now I'm like, oh, my God, I've been doing comedy 16 years. I don't deserve anything. But when I first started, 1 year in, moved to New York, go to Luna Lounge, like the coolest, hippest place. I'm like mad at Mark Maron and Janine Garofalo. Like, who the fuck do they think they are? Well, they're Mark and Janine. Like, I'm angry. Like, I would get up and rant thinking I was brilliant. And I'm like, why isn't this audience going to get me smoking on stage angry? And like, my best friend was Eugene Merman, and he got me into comedy. And then, like, he did one thing one time, and I yelled at him, and he didn't include me. And I wrote him this angry email, and I was a wreck. I was always, like, the monster that was just always like angry because I was the only girl in my group. I mean, I was like a crazy person. And now when I hang out with Eugene, he's like, remember what you were like in the 90s? And I can't really remember. And I'm like, don't talk about it, Eugene. Don't talk about it. And it's just, oh, it's so bad.
Hey, you
I
know
was
what?
Just angry.
But guess what? Not to be serious. Well, yeah, to
yes,
be serious. God damn it. I hate when I say that.
Yes,
you preface
I hate
something.
It too. Everyone hates it. I talked to four people too who hate it.
About when I do it or when they do it to themselves?
I just admit that you hate
it. The whole comedy community is fed up with you.
As if you're in the comedy community.
How dare you?
What? Yeah. No, five people today said you weren't. Oh. There's different five than the four that said they don't like when you're... All right, but what? Be serious.
You should be proud. You fucking piece of shit. I got to throw you a compliment after that. No, I will. Be glad. And just and I'll tell you what. You want me to give it without... prefacing, you take it without going, oh, you know, just take it because it's the truth.
All right.
You should be proud that most people, their story is that they just continued to be like that. Most people don't change.
No, went to and major therapy and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. By the way, I know someone like that in my family. I won't say their name. That's why I don't care if 10% of people go to counseling, if they're serious about it. By the way, I think you have to be serious about it. I know that sounds weird, but you have to go and ready to listen. If you really want to go in, you know, they'll sit there with you. And by the way, I'm not even joking around. Even the best therapist, they have bills to pay.
Right.
So, like, they'll stretch it out. Because there's been some people I've known in my life I won't. Seriously, what are they doing in there?
Oh, I know. I've heard you talk about this.
And then other people, this is why I like to end this way. I see abso-fucking-lute difference.
Yeah.
Like, they just had some issues, some things to untangle. Sometimes it's deep. My friend, I won't mention her name, it wasn't even deep. It was untangling, like, three things. One, how to deal with her mom. And once she learned how to do it, then she knew how to do it. And then there was a few other things. And then I know her, like, this is 5 years later, completely different.
I had the same
thing. It's done a lot of good for her.
I did personal stuff first, worked on panic and anxiety. Then I worked on family stuff. Then I worked on jealousy issues. And now it's all, but it's thing by thing by thing. Now I'm working on relationships.
All right.
If you want to talk about that more.
I don't want to talk about relationships. I got jingles to play for you.
But I wanted to.
What else do we have here?
I need to talk to you about something.
Okay, hold on.
No, can I just have a friend right now?
Well, can I play your jingle first?
Well, I just wanted a friend.
Well, I have a jingle. Can I
Todd, you always say you want to get serious, and then it's like you want to get serious about, like, motorcycles, but, like, I'm trying to explain to you that I just had something happen to me, and, like, I need a friend.
Well, let me play their jingle. You'll like it. It'll cheer you up.
But it won't, because you don't understand.
Let me play. Let me hold on.
Thing about the
hold
guy
on.
At work because...
Jen, let me play this. Play this for her. She'll like this.
Right.
Play this. Play this.
But Todd, I just want to see. No, God, no!
No, listen.
Not as you have to turn up because this...
No, just no, listen. He jingled Joe what, did it for you.
This is what happened. No! God, no! Oh, I love it. I can't even pretend to be sad.
Here, pause it. Pause it. Here's
Does
how the
Jingle
bit'll
Joe
go.
Understand what this yeah, means part, to me?
Yeah, here's yes. But that's why you're gonna love the way I'm taking this bit, and we still get to do it.
Okay.
Because I thought the same thing. I go, oh, I want to hear it. You listen to the whole thing, but the end for the bit, he knows you love it. You're still crying. It hasn't
okay.
done anything.
Okay.
But I keep playing jingles for you, and it's not working. Okay. And you but and then you just get angry. You get more upset. You're more crying. You're blubbering. You're so upset. So let's go back into it again. So let me play the jingle for
I know,
you.
But I just want to say one quick thing. Remember last time I saw you, we were talking about how.
All right, let me play the jingle. You'll like it. Play the jingle. Just play it.
I'm about
to turn 40. Listen, this is going
to
make you feel better.
I know,
trust me. I know what these jingles do for people.
Okay. But I just... But, and the other night it was...
All right, just take a deep breath. Listen to the jingle. Just listen to the jingle.
That's funny. Good Todd. This was our song.
All right, let's,
this
let
was
it,
our song.
Let it... Let it...
Don't you know...
Oh. Come on, stop it. Stop it.
But you don't understand.
Jen, fuck Jen. Just let the song play.
We'll do some karaoke. It's a show.
But you don't get what.
Jen, shut up.
Comedy.
You're crying. You're making me crazy.
You got it.
I'm not yelling at you. I love
Everybody
you. You're so upset. You're freaking me out. Stop it. Oh, God. Sorry. Sorry.
I changed my mind.
Are you kidding me?
I want kids to change my mind. I just got dumped. We were watching kids.
All right, let me play this other jingle for you. Let me play this.
But
let's do the big opening. Play this. Listen to this. You like this?
Jen Curtis.
Beyond liking or
do not stop.
Like.
Please do not stop.
It's beyond liking or don't like.
All right, let me play one more, and I think
no.
it might make it. Oh, Jen, come on, please. I didn't mean to yell at you. First of all,
I'm
let me apologize.
Not mad about the yelling.
I get.
He said he would never leave.
Right. Play this for her. Play these again. She'll like these.
Jen.
Play this again.
Jen.
That's fun, right?
He called me Jen.
Oh, who called you Jen? Now you're just crying to cry.
Bill.
All right, let me do the big. Let's do this. You do something
Bill.
On drums.
Bill.
Can we do something nice?
Bill.
Come through the
Bill,
whole
but his name
put
was. But
voice.
His name was.
All right, here we go. Jen, this is.
Oh,
not that happy.
Reverb.
Happy music. How you like it?
I don't know. I think it's fun.
Tonight, okay, I'm gonna
my
stop.
Health insurance
stop
take, check
I'm gonna have a nervous breakdown.
Can I say one thing, please?
What? I'll go back. What's wrong?
I
Tell me. Okay, what do you want me to do?
I thought I was ready to come.
Talk to me.
Do the podcast.
No,
because it was sad. Because his name was Bill, but his real name was Mike, and I called him Bill for to be funny. And then one time. He was just like, I don't like anything about you.
I'm just putting a little music under you because it makes it easier to listen to you complain, okay? Is that? Don't get upset.
But can I say something?
It just makes it more like a song. Do you mind?
No, but I
Jen,
like,
listen to what I'm saying. I'm putting music just because it's...
Fine.
I'm going to kill myself if I don't. So what's wrong? Tell me what's wrong.
I just feel like my whole life is entertaining people, and I really need someone to listen sometimes. And if I have to come here, and I just thought you could be serious, but all you want to talk about is Mr.
Put reverb in her mic, because otherwise I can't listen to it.
But I want... Can I just tell you my favorite thing about Bill is when
Your
he,
favorite thing about who?
Bill.
Who? I can't
Bill,
even hear what you're saying.
Bill.
This is the
boyfriend.
Worst podcast
was,
in the world.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. All you're doing is crying.
Let me get it out.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. You know what? Go ahead.
I love Bill. And I.
Bill, who's Bill?
Bill Borden. boyfriend, but his real name's Mike. But I called him Bill to be silly. And I say,
oh,
hey,
sounds
silly.
Like you guys had a ball.
I said, hey, why we did? I say, hey, silly Billy. And then I guess what I found out. Guess
all right,
what
so why
I
are you crying?
Because he came into my house one time
turn
and
the
said,
music off.
Right in the middle of fucking me.
Turn
said,
the reverb
said,
off. I feel like I'm
being
disrespectful.
He said, I don't like you. Right in the middle
right, so
of
so you're
fucking...
better than that. You deserve to find a guy who loves you. You've got a lot to
he
offer.
Said
you're
no
fun.
He said no guy ever will love me, and he
but
talked
he
to all the
Jen.
Guys. No, he's a
Jen.
He does statistics. You're not listening to me.
Well,
he
Jen, teaches, maybe you need to listen to me.
He teaches at Harvard, and he does statistics, and he actually did a poll, and there isn't a man that physically is capable of loving me. He found the proof.
Yeah, okay. you're worth a lot. You're worth a lot. Like you don't have to cry. You'll meet a guy that you have a lot to offer. You're fun.
Really?
Look at you. Yes, I love hanging out with
you.
I'm so full of shit.
Do you think I'm
I mean, I have to be your friend, so I'm lying. You're the worst person. In my heart, I know why you're single, that person. But what am I going to do?
Oh, I know.
In your heart, you do, and you feel horrible. No, no, it's great.
No, I want to tell you about
Oh, no, you know why it's good? Because we're doing the bit the way you should in real life. Look what I'm saying. You know what I feel. Like, I see this person.
Yeah.
See, here's what I say to you. No, you have a lot to offer.
Really?
Yes.
Like,
Jen, look
at
me.
Can you just name, like,
Jen. For your sense, you know what? Sometimes you're sensitive and you think that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
It also is the type of thing, it's the reason you buy brownies every Wednesday for everyone on the staff.
Yeah.
You care about other people.
Well, one time I bought brownies and everyone was like,
"All right, that's
we're
cool.
on a diet." And
yeah,
I was
so
like,
I'm just saying,
but I feel
okay,
like,
that's fun. So I'm just trying to, I have to plow past you because you'll take anything and make it negative.
Can I? Yeah.
So that's cool. You did with the brownies, even though, you know, maybe it was a different night. Who cares? And then you're, and then I think, you know, it's fun. You have a great sense of humor.
I do because I've been like, told like 3 jokes this week, like not even just on stage, like a bombed.
You're
and
fun.
Then,
hey, ask everybody on the staff, and I don't want you to lie to her.
Yeah.
What, do you think that Jen's fun to be around?
Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome, you guys, to tweet with me. I texted Aristotle last Saturday and said, "What do you do anything fun?" And he didn't write back. He said, "New phone. Who is this?" And then I heard he didn't get a new phone. So I,
right,
you know.
Let me just play something underneath you when you talk. Oh, this one, I'm not being rude. It just makes it easier to hear you.
No, okay.
What else? What else bothers you?
Well, I just can I say one more thing?
What if I was a therapist and I played this during my patient in my head, but the patient didn't know it? So you start telling me your problems, and here's the therapist.
So just remember how last week I was saying that my dad will just call me drunk, and I'm like, Dad, I'm not lending you any more money. But you know what? Here's the thing. You might have say I'm codependent, but I'm thinking, when is it cruelty to not give him the money? Because at this point, he said he cannot pay his rent. So do you understand? I cannot sleep because I'm just...
he has headphones on. And then when they finally, he just listens when their lips stop moving. He goes, well, you know, you got to trust your instincts. And they're like, you're right. All right, listen to this.
Oh my God, that bit was probably so annoying with the crying.
Can I tell you? Absolutely
can
not.
Can I get acting work off that bit?
Can I tell you, Jen?
What?
I know this just seems weird. If people are where I was at with that, that means there had to be someone punching the wall. Because, first of all, if you
someone
don't get...
Someone else who wants to fuck me? I mean, it's like, God, I can't do anything wrong.
Oh.
I could have a yeast infection and you'd be like, I've been meaning to get into yeast. Can I bake something in there? No, Todd.
You cried. I was so hoping. You know what you did for me? I'm going to thank
really
you. I like
you.
To stop bits.
I want to. Can I really make myself cry? Go on.
Here's what
maybe
you did. Yeah,
show.
I want. I do want you to. Yeah, you mean like acting cry. Let's see how good you are at that. And we'll get some pictures, too, so we can put them on the Facebook page. Listen, what you... of you crying. So listen what I'm saying. That bit you did, you know, to me, like when I watch Family Guy, right?
Yeah.
I watch Family Guy, I'm always thinking, oh, do it longer. Like if I can handle it longer. And then when they do it twice as long, I get happy. That's how I felt about that. I thought, she's probably going to get tired, but I'm telling you, I know. But then
you
committed.
Do you think I could get a voiceover role?
Well, I don't know about that. I love any character you have that just all of a sudden you're like delusional and I'm not. Well, I don't know. But I'm nice. I'm like, I have to stop your delusion, but I try to do it in a nice way.
I have a friend who's single. And she thinks...
Bragger.
She's like sassy to men. And I'm like, you're not in a 40s movie. Don't sass men. But she thinks it's like fun. And she's like, they can't play along. I'm like, you're not on the side of the road in your little like hat with a veil on it. Like, you don't...
Play some crackle music behind and be your friend at a bar.
Like one time... Okay, this really happened. We go to a bar in New York City. It's like the hottest bartender. He's 26. She's a little, you know, she's older than 26. She's maybe 15 years older than that. She goes, how old are you? You're cute. He goes, 26. She goes, oh, God. I'm like, you could have had him. Why did you scream at him? If it's a one-night stand, you don't have to get into I'm old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just, anyway, great it's story. A, great girl. No, love you know her, what?
Don't. That's
Sarah
fine.
Sarah Silverman. Should I not say stuff about...
Edit it out. Edit it out. Here's when we're going to come in. This is when we're going to start the podcast right now. All that stuff was fun, but let's get that out of the way. Now let's do a funny show, right?
Wait, is that edited it out?
No. Here's what I want you to do.
Oh, I'm sorry. PayPal. I'm sorry that I have a stutter on one word and you just found out.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah, I haven't been able to say edited in. And kids used to make fun of me because my parents sent me to an editing school.
First of all,
I don't know why.
To George Carlin, yeah. I was actually apologizing because that's not where I want my comedy to derive from. Somebody
well, that's
says
where it's heading,
from.
Baby.
Listen, you take my compliment or then it means you have a problem if you don't.
Listen.
Like if somebody says they're apologizing and they're genuine and then you don't accept it, then the viewing audience goes, oh, now she's being the crazy one. That guy made a mistake. And then you can tell he genuinely like, yeah, you know. And then you go,
yeah,
no.
But do you know why?
You're like your friend sassing me around.
I know. Wait, that's her name. Sassing me around.
Hey, it's sassing me around. Listen here. Listen
this
here.
This is the worst podcast ever done.
No.
It? What?
Shut up.
You
shut to
up.
George Carlin. If
to Sam Kinison.
To Sam Kinison. Do you think PayPal sounds
to
mean?
To Lenny Bruce.
PayPal. Hey, pal, pay. That's not a very nice. It's not a very nice.
I think of it as I'm going to pay my pal because I'm positive because I went to therapy. You issues to work out. You just get tattoos and fucking try to. Ink your pain away. If I feel...
I didn't do that.
Who looks at PayPal and thinks anything but positive?
Well, I got to tell you, I love it. I love that even comedically you made it positive. Because today, me and Jake were in here. We're going, hey, pal, pay!
Because you're two angry fucking assholes.
No, we're not.
No, you are. Can I just say one thing to the audience?
Hey, listen,
to
Jen,
God,
remember
swear
what
to God?
I told you?
What?
Before on the phone, before you came here.
I know what that... You know what?
I'm making you do all the work for this bit.
Do I hear Dream On playing?
I think we do.
You know my story about this, right?
Hey, PayPal. Hey, pal. Hey, wait. Pal. Pay.
Can I tell
you? Hey, pal, pay. Hey, PayPal, pay.
Oh, he's perfect for my friend.
Yeah.
Sassy around.
Hey. Oh, let's be them in an old-time movie.
Okay.
And then I'm the one who falls on you. Hey, look at those dames over there. Girl.
Excuse me, sir.
What's your name, lady?
My name's... Why don't you buy me a drink?
I like a girl with a little sass.
You do? Well, do you like a girl with a little ass?
You know what? You're my type of girl. I own a carpet store.
Oh, really? Well, I own a carpet, but I'll let you in for free. Now, let's say you buy me that drink. Not going to say I'm going to drink it, but why don't you buy it? We'll see where the night goes.
All right. I like a girl with a little vanipsky.
Do you have the iPhone 7? I'm from the future as well as sassy. Let me tell you something. Gilligan's Island does not end well. They cancel it before they even decide if they're off the island. Can you handle it? I don't think you can.
I like a girl with a little gumption. He doesn't even add anything to what she's saying. He just says keeps claiming he likes her.
He does not care that she's in the future.
Yeah.
Light my cigarette, please, honey.
Sure. I noticed that you have it in a cigarette holder. Where'd you buy it?
I bought it on 42nd Street, right after 9/11. The shop stayed open that day because the terrorists weren't going to win.
Shut up. So they found a reason to stay open. Like any business with any soul or any heart, no matter what you close, no, we're not going to let them win.
I lived in New York in 9/11. The Gap was open. People were sitting outside eating at cafes.
Well, people need
while
shirts.
The buildings were.
I mean, seriously. I mean, you got to. Hey, I want to see something, and I want to see how quick you can get this song.
Oh, I heard it on the show, though.
Well, can you do it?
No. Hey, hi, hello, this is...
Stopping by.
Hey.
I like you, and I hope you like I.
Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
Now, pause it. Let me ask you a question, Jen. Stop. How many times do you think you would have to hear it before you can get it down?
Twice, maybe even once.
Really?
I'm pretty good like that.
That's amazing.
Well, we haven't done it yet. Don't get amazed.
You're right.
Todd?
Are you having fun?
No.
No, seriously.
No, of course I am.
It's so much fun, isn't it?
It's so much fun.
Jesus. Anyway.
I am lonely, though.
I know. I can tell. I can tell. I see it. I see it.
Remember we talked at Largo about I was saying, oh, you know, I'm seeing this guy. I don't know if he votes or knows what Syria is. It didn't.
It didn't
end up that I could stand that he didn't vote or know what Syria was.
Well, because you
had to let it go.
Sometimes that happens. And you know what? The more you're looking for someone to really be the right person, those are qualities you want, and that happens.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to update you on my life since we don't, God forbid, we hang out in real life. I'm kidding. You ask me to hang out all the time, and I just don't want you to try to fuck me, so I say no. I had a gig in London when you asked me to hang out last time.
Oh, that's right.
I took that gig because I knew that you were going to invite me.
Oh, that's horrible. Listen, here's what I got.
Hey,
pal. Okay, so hi, hello. Okay, let's hear it one time. Mm-hmm. Let it play through.
Hey, hi, hello. This is the Chad guy. Hey, hi, hello. Thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello. Hey, hi. Goodbye.
All right, let me try it
Pause
on this
it
one.
For a second.
Let me
you
try
want
it on
to think
this one.
About
no,
you have any
go,
questions?
Go, go.
So I trick him.
Hey, hi, hello,
this is the Chad guy.
Hey, hi, hello,
thanks for stopping by. I like you and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, goodbye.
98%. 98%. 99.
Pretty smart.
Let's keep the applause going. This isn't radio station applause. This is real applause. It doesn't die down after 2 seconds.
And I can't. And that they won't. My agent says I can't do Carnegie Hall.
Ken Kirkman, we love you!
One more? Should I do one more?
Can I do me a favor? I'm gonna just ask this because I've been delaying all night.
You can go down on me, but no fucking.
Well, for this bit,
yeah.
Andrew, we were gonna do this tonight, but Andrew, I said, don't talk the whole night. The way we'll introduce you tonight is this way. So maybe pretend Andrew's not here. Here's what we wanted to do. Jen, I got to be honest with you. And at first, you're defensive. You don't really want me to go in there. But finally, you let me. I don't know why, because I'm eventually going to find out what's going on.
Okay.
Do you mind?
What?
Oh, this is weird.
No, say it.
I just want to get in your vagina, like, and walk around and just take a look around.
I don't think. I've never let anyone do that before.
Well, I got to tell you, because you know my situation, it's not sexual.
Right.
I just want to walk around down there.
Part of me is like, yeah, you could, but just because it's not sexual for you doesn't mean it's not uncomfortable for me. You know what I mean? It's like.
Well, can I just stick my head in there and look around?
I mean,
well, I better be honest with you. There's a friend of mine. There's a friend of mine, and I can't find him. He used to work on the show here. His name is Andrew.
Oh yeah, I think
yeah, sensitive.
Him. So you, and oh
I
my
just,
god,
I don't know where he's at, and I
know you're not accusing me of anything, but
well,
you're just thinking.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Sarah Silverman said he's in your pussy.
Can I be honest?
Well, yeah,
there's
I'd like you to be. Is it true?
There's this one night.
I
don't remember, Todd. I don't remember. We talked about my blackouts. There was this one night. It was with Sarah and a bunch of people.
Let me just stick my head in there.
It's fine.
Thank you.
All right. It's pretty tight, so it's going to take a while.
Hello?
Todd?
Are you shitting me?
Hey, dude.
What are you doing in Jen's pussy?
Oh, no. She lets me rent it out.
You rent out her pussy. What are you?
Oh my god, that's where that extra $500 a month is coming from. I completely forgot about this, and I keep getting a check. And I'm like, who is this?
Is there a bathroom in there?
No.
So how do you where do you pee?
I'm patient. I wait.
You wait till she pees?
Yeah, then I just join in.
Oh my god, Todd, I'm so fucking relieved. Because
well, hold on. You
really...
didn't know he was living in your vagina?
I told
you.
He said once a month he puts Sticks money out of your vagina on a hand and you grab it. You think there's just a hand handing you money out of your vagina?
He must do it when I'm asleep because sometimes I wake up in the morning and there's money in my bed and I'm like, I know I'm not shitting money, but I'm like, oh, I probably... Maybe, I don't know.
That's so you.
But can I say, I've been noticing that my pee stream is heavier, and I'm like, why am I peeing so hard?
Well, where do you go number two?
Yeah, just wait.
Out of
her pussy.
Okay.
Wait a second.
No,
hold on.
I don't want to get...
You haven't noticed that there's poop coming out of your pussy?
Well, it's so close to
No, this is weird.
No, it's not weird. Excuse me, Mr. Never Been With a Woman. Let me tell you something. It's very close to the poop hole. Todd, I've been going to the bathroom for 39 years. You think I'm paying that much attention? I sit down. Whenever comes out. I'm very busy. I'm usually downloading podcasts. What is that?
Oh, no, I had to pick up a second job, so I'm babysitting a bunch of cows now.
Wait, there's cows in your pussy?
I hope not. I'm a vegetarian, but listen, whatever he needs to do.
Well, they only eat grass. I don't know what that means. Sorry.
How do we get him out? All right, I think he wants to stay.
Jen, I'll put my 30 days in tomorrow. Don't worry about it, all right?
Can I say one thing that I'm actually happy about?
Mm-hmm.
I love that my pussy has reverb.
Thank you.
No, I didn't know. It, like, ask a woman, hey, do you think your pussy has reverb? They'd probably be like, no, I don't think so.
Dramatic reverb.
Here's what I want to do. Number one, I'm having so much fun. And here's what I want to do when I come back.
Where are you going?
I'm
going
to take a break.
Oh.
I want to pee, to be honest, now after all that talk. And then I'm going to get a drink. And then are you okay? You're good with time and everything?
Okay, fine. I'll stay over.
You don't understand. Here's what I don't want you to do. When this isn't over, when we're going to take a break right now to George Carlin,
Yeah. You're
not going to doubt. This is so much fun. You're great.
Oh,
you're,
okay.
You're a great big ball of frenetic energy. I love it.
Are you calling me fat? No. No, but are you?
Oh, it's just so. Here's. Oh, no. No, Aristotle, don't do that. He does that. He wanted to do a song for you, but it's sort of the same song he does every time.
Hey, yeah! Where else is it?
No, no, no.
No,
no, no.
Oh, my God.
No, Aristotle.
I love this.
No, this is. You do?
Oh, my God. It's so much better than those shit jingles.
Oh, if you like it.
It has like a rhythm. This is like early Buddy Holly. Have you ever heard his demo tapes? Aristotle, this is like. Oh my God. No, this is like John Lennon. Like if he had lived, what he would have done. This is fucking
John
amazing.
Lennon, are you shitting
if
me?
If he had lived,
oh, come
I
on.
Bet he would have done this.
You're comparing to Jingle Joe Jingles. You like this better?
Yes, this is amazing. This is like, I would listen to this like just walking around on the treadmill or whatever.
All right, then guess what?
What?
I let him play till he's tired. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, good.
I love it.
No, good.
Woo! I'll play along. I'm going to play tambourine. Okay, Todd. Todd.
No, let him play. You like it. You like it. Oh, you're a show-off.
Oh, my God. This is like...
She's not going to fuck you, Aristotle.
Yes, I am.
And that's how you take a fucking break. What did we just hear? We're listening to... oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I put it in a glass for you, you stupid...
No, but you're...
Oh, the moving it around?
Listen. Yeah, moving it around. You look good with that jacket. You look like a movie star. I don't know what we were just. What were we just? What did we just? When we took a break. What were we?
Can you just specify?
Oh, Aristotle, that
are
was
we on the air.
Yeah.
Can you specify one thing?
Sure.
There's a lot of different kind of movie stars.
Oh.
Like.
Like you know, reminiscent of the old, like when it would meant something to be a movie star.
Like a pretty one, or like one of those weird girls in the back with like a fucked up.
Whorish charm.
Okay, thank you. Go on.
That you'll accept it. You're like,
listen,
oh, thank you.
These days, oh, this person thank that's you. Fishing, these days, Todd, that's like a compliment.
Thank
with,
you.
With how things have been going for me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is a little kid. And he,
I know. And then it
thank
gets sincere
you.
At
listen,
the end.
Listen, play it more.
Thank you.
You know, aww. We went to sit in acting school. He dropped into his voice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, I think I figured out a way to do a song, and I know we've. Could you mind if I take a break? And I, she puts her glasses on. I look down. She's already got like a movie star jacket on. I don't know why I'm calling it a movie star jacket. And then I look up for a second, and she has the big glasses on.
Can
all
I
of a sudden, it's
on?
Like a different. Yes, I love. It's like a different person I'm going to interview. But like, I do want to talk to the real Jen for a second.
I'm here.
There's no way that's you. So charming. So what I'd like to do, okay, there's so much I want to do.
What if I slowly just kept getting my purse and my keys and I'm just sitting
you started,
like
started leaving? You know what right, song what you else? Look like? You look like you're wearing that, like people would want to come up to you and sing this. This is a real song, by the way.
Yeah, baby, listen to my song. Don't get mad because it ain't no harm. I want to play with your boo-boo. Can I play with your boo-boo?
Can I play with your poodle?
Let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog.
Maybe there's a cleaner version.
Can I say one thing?
Does anybody else do a cover? See if anyone...
I have a feeling he's not talking about her dog.
Well, let's hear this version and let's make a decision.
Now look here, baby, listen to my song. Don't get mad because it ain't no harm. I want to play with your poodle. Can I play with your poodle?
What do you
now like to play with your poodle? I mean your little poodle dog.
Hold on, can you get a drum beat going with the same drum beat as this? And then get the crackle going separately? Yeah, can you get that? A little louder. And now turn the music off. Could you sing a song?
You bet I
wanna
could.
Play with your poodle.
You bet I could.
Yeah.
I wanna as a woman or a man?
A woman. Sassy.
I wanna play with your poodle dog, but tell me something, honey. It better be big, cause if it ain't nothing, it ain't worth a fig. Listen to me, honey. I was wait. I got a good song. Wait. This is gonna get.
You do the woman version, then I'll do the guy version.
All right, hang on.
Reverb, little reverb.
Here we go.
Okay, hold on. Okay, here we go. Go ahead.
I wanna play with your poodle dog. The reason why I wanna play, I didn't have a really good day. I was walking to work, and these planes flew into two buildings. Honey, I know you're saying, what's a plane?
What type of song?
Wait,
so what year is what year?
Stop the bit.
Okay.
Wait.
Hold on. Let me figure this
I don't
out
know if
first.
The bit should
what
be...
are you trying to say over here? Oh, bring the crackle.
I don't know if the
home
bit should be. I found this old jazz song and no one believes me, and I had all these messages about the future.
Is that true?
No, but if I did that, or if the bit is, it is the 40s. You go to this nightclub and this is the song you sing. This is it. Okay, pretend you're a patron at a jazz club in
okay.
the 40s.
Yeah.
And you come to see this famous jazz singer, just a jazz singer, but
okay.
she's good.
Okay.
And now she gets on stage.
Okay, let's play the poodle one more time yeah. to get back into the and then I'll introduce her and then I'll introduce you.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Betty Darlene.
Okay, we come into the act before is performing now.
Okay.
And then you'll get that beat going. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you a story and it won't take long. I need a little story, I don't mean no harm.
How about a hand for Shirley Valerie, everybody? Shirley Valerie. Ain't she great? I'll tell you what. She fades out. That's what type of singer fades out? All righty. How about some reverb in my microphone over there, Mickey? Instead of asking you, I'm like me pretending we're at the club. The sound guy. All righty. And how about a hand for my drummer over here, Johnny Colorado, everybody? Now we got a great singer coming outside of her. She's down from Nashville. She's only going to be here for another week. We're glad we have her here at the Stardome, whatever I call this. What the fuck? I don't know. What's your name again?
$10. I was going to say $10. You remember her name. Betty Darlene.
How about a nice round of applause for Betty Darlene?
Can you play something in G? I don't know. She says something like that. Ready?
Yeah.
My name is Betty Darlene. You're a beautiful crowd, the most beautiful I've seen. Now listen, folks, I've got a story from the future to tell ya. There's a fella named Atta. He don't like America. He uses lots of hookers and coke, but then the next morn, he's broke. He gets on a plane with a little box cutter. He goes to the pilot and says, motherfucker, taking this plane to New York City, but too bad we ain't gonna live. And I know it doesn't rhyme, but the future doesn't make sense. Listen to me, everybody. So anyway, the buildings will come down, and then there's war in Iraq.
Hey, ain't she great? Ain't she great? I come out in the middle of the song.
Hurricane Katrina is another disaster you will never believe. Then there's global warming. They say it's past the tipping point, and then sometimes there will be... Oh. Am I scaring you, folks? Well, listen to me. Sometimes a dame knows a thing or two about the future. I know I don't have any rights right now, but I have the right to say my mind. And I am going to tell you, two planes are going to come down, the Pentagon, and also some field is going to get destroyed. Now listen to
me. You're out of your mind, ladies.
Oh, yeah? The world is out of its mind,
yeah.
And you're so naive.
You don't know. You can't predict shit.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll predict this. Disco will be huge in the 70s, and then Nixon will resign. What else? throw something else at me that you don't think is going to happen, and I'll tell you if it will. Why are they escorting me out?
That's an end the bit right there. Why are they escorting me?
She would have been crazy back then.
Oh, God damn it. This is the type of acts back then, I think, that like you would see. Like, people went out to see these people, right?
She's nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. Oh, she smells just like a rose, from her head down to her toes. She's got freckles on her butt. She's nice.
She's got freckles on her butt. She's nice.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Way long, brother, yeah.
It's weird right after he says it's nice.
He slips in, she's got freckles on her butt. Was a butt a bum back then, or did that mean like her nose or something?
What did you think the poodle was?
Her pussy.
And I'm not joking.
Her pussy.
It definitely, you think?
I think it's a hint. I think it's whatever you want it to be. It's a song you can take your grandma to or your pervy uncle, and everyone gets something different out of it.
Aristotle, don't play again. She liked it. Tell him it's too much, please.
Do I have to? What if I really like it?
I'm going
to
be honest. He has a crush on you, and this is how he thinks.
He does?
Yes.
Oh, my God. When I heard this, I was like, whoever this is, I think they're my soulmate. So like,
I thought you genuinely liked it.
I love it. Swear to God.
Look how much. Look at the smile on his face.
I honestly, like, I'll probably just leave here pretending that we weren't talking about this. Because I don't think he can hear me. But will you give him my number?
All right, listen, this was a trick.
What?
We're trying to see if we can really hook you guys up.
Shut up. Todd.
Do you like to sing along?
Todd.
What? Oh. Do you
sometimes when a man really likes someone, he thinks every man wants that woman.
Oh. Turn everything to
your
own.
I know I don't want to have to ruin the moment. We've had so much fun.
Yeah, what's wrong?
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't have to keep reminding you, like, this doesn't mean anything, right?
Jen, no, you're doing my podcast. Are you serious? I thought you were doing a bit before. No, Jen, first of all, you know my... I don't even like talking about it. But you know my situation.
Right, but I just don't take it seriously. It's because you haven't met the right woman.
Oh, Jen, no. I thought you were joking
around. No, I have no problem with it. I think you
I'm
should have all the rights.
I'm not hitting on you. I adore you.
I think you should have
you.
All the rights. All the rights.
Don't make it like I'm, you know, over here on, you know, grandstanding for my rights.
No. I think it's natural.
No.
I think it's good.
Jen.
I'm just saying you're making a choice until...
Jen.
What?
No. I mean, you're nice. I think what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened.
Okay.
Well, because there's
did
no
I get confused somewhere?
Well, there's no sexual tension, so I might be overly affectionate
Excuse
with
me?
You. Sometimes I'm very affectionate with you because, you know, there's no sexual tension.
There's no fucking what? How no, the I, fuck could there not be? Have you seen my tits? No, you know what? Let me show
yeah,
you my
I've
tits.
I've seen them because
I'm gonna
I, no,
show,
no, I don't
no,
want to see
I
them
want
again.
To show
no,
you my tits.
Show them to me.
I want to show
Every
you my tits.
Every time you see
Let
me, you want me to
show
see
you
your tits.
My tits.
This is hurting our friendship. They both bounced
they make
out.
A sound, yeah.
I make you, you're like, ba 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 boom, ba 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 boom. I know I see them.
Oh.
I've seen them every time you see me. You don't think that. Okay, well, we're now talking about this.
Okay, no, I guess I'm a piece of fat shit that no man
no,
will ever
don't
love.
Turn this around. You are very beautiful. You're making this about you. I don't even know if I have the degree to help you
no,
if you,
you know,
think
you,
this
you,
is your
you
fault.
You don't. You don't. I don't know why
I'm sorry,
she's angry
I'm
now.
Well, because you, because oh, oh. I you want you think I'm attracted towards you. No, there. Of course. Just, here's what I would do
what?
If this happened in real life. If I saw it was really upsetting her that I don't want to fuck her.
You just
here's
fuck
what
her.
Here's what I would do. I would do this midway through. I would take a major turn, and she's so self-evolved, she would accept it. Ready? So
right.
No. I mean, I like you, but,
right?
And then get upset like, oh, I want to say you want more.
I know
no,
you
I like you.
Me.
I like you.
I know, but what, I,
no,
want...
I mean, like, I
want
to fuck you.
Oh, you do?
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh.
Like, every time I see you, oh, you thought I didn't mean that?
Yes, I thought you meant you didn't want to.
No, I meant, like, I want to fuck you, like, every time I see
okay,
you.
Oh, okay, but why don't you?
No,
just
because...
you're not, like...
It's like, I don't want to... Can I be honest? I think yeah. I get my heart broken. I mean, you're on the road.
You probably would.
You meet a lot of guys, and I just think...
You probably would get your heart broken, because I'm really independent. I don't take any shit from anybody.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I
don't
just,
think you could handle me, honestly.
I don't think I could handle
and
you.
And honestly, like, I'm so attractive that you would be, like, jealous all the time.
I might get jealous.
And
maybe it's better we just stay friends.
Can I honestly say something?
What?
I'm so glad that I'm letting you down. Like, wait, can I just clear up something? Because my mind went elsewhere.
Yeah, it's okay.
I have never, ever hooked up with anyone on the road, and I never will. It is not a thing that women do.
Really?
Why would I do? Have you seen Louis C.K.'s bit, the new one?
Which bit?
It's from his new special. I mean,
what do you think I know?
He's talking about straight women. They have no choice but to be attracted to the very thing that, like, also some of the percentage of men rape and murder women. And that's the thing we're attracted to. We have no choice. He's like, men don't understand. That would be like saying, no, no, no. You can date any lion you want, but you have to date a lion. So every time you meet a new lion, you let them into your car, and you're not sure if they're the kind of lion that rips your head off or not.
Oh.
So for me, every man is terrifying until I really know him. So
that, by the
I
way,
would never, ever take a stranger into my hotel room, especially a stranger that kind of looked up to me if it was like a situation where they thought I was a comic that they liked, or get in someone's car
the
and
dynamic,
go somewhere. The dynamic is so
tell
different.
Tell me, just so you know,
there's
I'm not...
There's no power.
The dynamic is different. It has nothing to do, because I would imagine you... it has nothing to do with being sexist. There's just... There are certain... there's certain dynamics, and I never thought about that, like, for a woman comic. Like,
it's terrifying.
Yeah, like, you know... Yeah, something could happen the other way, too, but it tends not to.
I also don't like want to, like, a man might want to be like, yeah, I just had all my power on stage. It was very powerful. Like, if a woman's attracted to me, but I don't want to give mine away. I don't want you seeing my body. I don't want some stranger in Ohio to know what my pussy looks like.
Can I ask you a question?
Like, unless they're hot.
Well,
James Franco lived in Ohio. Yeah. No,
When you say you do you mind talking about this?
Not at all. I've never even kissed someone on the road. I've never even met anyone I've been attracted to on the road.
Here's what I thought
you meant. So I've never been in that dilemma.
Here's what I thought. And by the way, I didn't do anything either because I was not doing anything. So, but
that's a great reason.
Yeah, but I thought when you said you never, like, I thought you would say, because this would be not a lot. It certainly would still prove your point that it's few and far between. But I thought you were going to say, yeah, maybe like once a year, you know. So, but you're saying
never.
Wasn't that ever hard? You never had a good-looking guy come up and want to
hit actually – well, I don't want to say that because then people who've met me will be like, I'm not thinking about it that way. But and people don't have to be traditionally good-looking for me to be into them. So it's not that – I just never felt a spark with anyone. But I actually – when people are too adoring – not that they are, but even the situation where it's like, hey, I liked the show, like it just weirds me out. I did hook up with someone once that came to see my show, but I already knew them.
Oh, so you're a whore.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't about my show, and I didn't hook up with them that night. We got together like 4 months later.
Am I going to have to answer emails? I think this is the perfect time.
If anyone has a problem with you calling me a whore, what emails?
No, because it is. I don't want to be. By the way, I love having this happen because when it happens, it's a great
time
to talk about it.
Oh, they're going to go, we got serious with Jen.
No. I always say this. Hey, I don't want to be done evolving. So there's certain things people might point out.
I'm so tired.
Some people might point out that I go, that doesn't mean I won't hold my ground sometimes.
Yeah.
But I just want to be able to go, I'm not just holding my ground to hold it. So I don't mind growing. Doesn't mean every time somebody has a letter to me, I'm going to change my act. It means sometimes you will. I think that just came out perfectly. It doesn't mean that every... So here's what I worry about. But still glad we talked about it. Don't get me wrong. What were we just talking about?
Me not ever hooking up on the road ever.
No.
Oh,
no. God damn it. That's why you can't have serious conversations on fresh air.
Great to be back.
All right, forget it. I got lost.
That was a good talk.
You know what? I don't want to talk serious. It got into like sort of a half serious. I'll listen to it and then I'll figure it out as we'll finish.
No, I want people on the road to know I don't hook up.
Well, I don't believe you. I've heard
please
stories.
Please keep that in. Oh, can I plug a gig? Just don't be a dick.
I would never be a dick.
Oh.
Now it's the real me back. All those bits I can do, but then once we're back into real land, then I'm very sensitive.
Todd.
What?
Come on. I might just fuck you just to, like, get you to stop.
You thought that was hitting on you.
Yes!
What did I... Now I'm replaying it in my head. First of all, before we can go forward this bit, I need to say this. Please let me just say this real quick. Then we're going to come right back to this bit.
Okay.
I know a little minute ago we got a little lost. We were having a conversation. We got lost. I don't like when it happens either. But that's all right. We'll finish it up later. And some people might thought you didn't have to go back and clarify that. But I felt like that I did. Hey, by the way, this is Sandra Van Garden. Should we pick it up?
Sure.
Okay.
Who's that?
Hold on. Sandra, we're doing the podcast right now. Is that go ahead? Yeah, okay, this is Todd.
Hey, Sandra.
Hey.
Hey Sandra, this is Jake from Todd Show. Do you hear me?
Okay, Jake, hey.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, Todd's here too.
Thanks.
Sandra, it's Todd. All right, listen, Preston, I'm going to call you back after the show. He actually just...
Wait, who was that?
Hey, we're still here. We're still here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're still here. What's going on, Sandra? Yeah, that's right. We're all still here. We're doing the podcast. Jen Kirkman's here today. Do you have any questions for Jen? Yeah. Do you have any questions for Jen?
You love Jen Kirkman.
Hello. Hi, Sandra.
Oh, hey, Jen.
And Todd's here.
Oh, hold on, Sandra. Now you're hurting my feelings.
Hello.
You don't hear me.
I hear white noise.
Hello? Yeah. All right. No, I'm not here. I guess just ignore me. I don't exist. All right, well, I got to go. But, no. By the way, Preston never did it live. He actually just called, and I love that he went right into it. That was so great. Usually it's obviously pre-recorded, and we can just keep replaying it.
Something you just said to that character was, I guess I don't exist. And that's kind of...
Oh, back to the bit. I'm not hitting on you.
No, just how I've been feeling lately. Like,
No. She's upset.
Yeah, no, thank you. It just, in every aspect
I'm
of
not,
my life...
I told you before.
No, I know you're not hitting on me. I'm just using humor because if I don't, I just
don't give her
down.
Reverb. She gets. She's on to us.
I could just break down. I just been feeling like I don't exist lately. Like
Jen, can you stop for 1 second? This is all based on that I'm not hitting on you, or you think
no,
I am.
It's all other stuff. I came to the podcast to talk because
you want to talk about this on the air. Well, you know we're recording this.
I want everyone to know just so I can get cards and letters.
And what is it you want them to know? Cards and letters for what? What I did to you?
No, I love cards and letters. I'm really like a collection of cards and letters that just say, I love you, you're great, keep it up. And I just want to fill my apartment with them just to have someday to show people, hey, I have people that care about me. So I thought if I came on here and told some sad stories that I would get cards and letters because I really love to get mail.
Well, I don't know whether to be mad or have melt.
Well,
so I'm going to do... Yeah. I mean, if you need cards and letters, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I don't know where people should send them.
My home address. I'll give it to you.
You really will?
Yeah. It's 716.
No, you're not really
good. No, North Dakota Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Dakota spelled differently than the state. It's D-A-C-K-O-T-A.
You're going to end up giving somebody's address by accident.
It is mine. Apartment 417.
Apartment?
Well, it's like a condo.
You told me you had a house.
No, I say house, but it's a condo.
Okay.
Apartment 417.
Like that matters.
West Hollywood, California, 90046.
West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, where all those poodles.
I just got a bunch of those, actually, from a bunch of my friends who love me. So I'll just send you those ones if you want.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, I want my own cards! Anyway, if people could send it there, that'd be great. Don't come over and kill me.
Listen, you really gave your address.
Swear to God, that's my address.
To George Carlin?
No.
Thank God you didn't do that. I did give
my address to George Carlin once. Did I ever tell you this story?
There's blue food and red food, but there's no blue raspberries. You gave your address to George Carlin, really?
No, never met him. I wasn't good enough as a comic to get his attention. Can you imagine if I'm like bitter that I never met a legend that like wouldn't
Should I not
me?
Edit one thing out of this podcast?
Yeah, the weird rape thing. I
okay.
Said.
No,
yeah, yeah.
Oh. All right, listen. Here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to do.
Wait, you're going to edit out a whole chunk.
Give me any more.
I wanted to plug
no
my
more.
Gig. November 7th at the Bell House in New York, I'm recording a live episode of my podcast, I Seem Fun, The Diary of Jen Kirkman. I record it from my bed. I will be in a bed on stage in my pajamas. Come see it one night only. If you don't, I'm a failure. Thanks.
Now let's do that again and put some betting music under there and let's talk about it again.
On November 7th at the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York, I will be flying to New York for the sole purpose of doing my podcast, Jen Kirkman, I Seem Fun, the Diary of Jen Kirkman podcast. $15 are the tickets. They're on sale now. Go to my website, jenkirkman.com/tour dates. My podcast is me rambling. I lay in bed and do it. On stage, I'll be in bed in my pajamas. Not sexy ones, so don't get excited, fellas.
Hi, I'm Jen Kirkman. Come see me in my wonderful one-woman show.
It's a
called
podcast.
Her podcast. Come see my podcast. And that sounds so. Okay, fade
Thank
it out.
You.
Now
Thank
I'd like
you.
To do it. I'd like to do it.
No, that was good. I'm done.
I'd like to do a treat for you right now because you've been so nice. What? I want to sing a song. And I think I've been trying to sing this song week after week. And, you know, it's not like Daniel was very critical. Tom Martin said it was all right. But I think I know what I have to do to make it better.
I like that Tom said Daniel was kind of critical. I wouldn't have noticed it. Because you were saying, I bet there's someone out there that's going,
Tom Martin.
You like that, Tom, you piece of shit? You with your headphones on right now, loving it, huh? Play it again.
Tom Martin.
Ah, you fucking love it, don't you?
Tom Martin.
That's right, you're walking down the street, walking your
Tom
dog.
Martin.
And now you're like, shut the fuck up.
Can
play
I tell
it.
You something
play
about
it till he
Tom
pops
Martin.
A. Play it till he pops a boner, seriously.
Tom
I have a story about him.
You have a story about Tom Martin?
Yeah.
Can we talk? This would be his wet dream right now.
By the way, skip every episode. If I see his name, I delete it. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't mean to make a joke like, oh, hearing his name would make him feel that good. I just mean in a silly way when you're listening to the show and they play you. It's going to be fun right now. It's definitely putting a smile on his face.
When I was listening to the last episode, I like that he said, I think Daniel was fucking with you too much. I'm going to keep talking over. And you said, I know there's one person out there that's like, oh, I didn't even notice that. That was me. I was like, oh, I didn't even notice Daniel was fucking with you. You don't know.
Oh,
you
I do. I do.
Yeah.
You didn't notice. I would say there's probably people out there going, I didn't even notice. They seem to
I
be
didn't
having
notice.
A silly
they
time.
Seem to be having a silly
and,
time.
And I'm
yeah.
actually, I like hearing that because I value and I think your opinion is probably valid.
Probably valid.
Definitely.
Tom
All right, enough with that. Don't
Tom
keep playing
Martin.
That again. You may play it one more time.
Tom Martin.
I feel like we're letting him down right now. Like he's probably thinking, just one more time. Come on.
Tom Martin.
Tom, come to bed. That's his wife.
oh.
Why are you what are you listening to?
I just want to listen to a few more minutes of the podcast. He's hoping that because we keep playing his name, he can't turn it off because he wants to see how long we keep mentioning
honey,
his name.
You can
talk
pause
further
it.
From it. Talk further like
honey,
you're downstairs.
Honey, that's the brilliance of podcasts. You can pause it. And listen in the morning.
Tom Martin.
We need to have intimacy. We've talked about this. The therapist
Tom
said
Martin.
That if we don't have intimacy between 11:40 and 11:45, that, you know, our relationship
Tom
will
Martin.
Suffer. Honey.
I'll be right up. I'm just they're talking about something.
Tom
he listen
Martin.
To him lie. They're talking about something really funny on the podcast. I don't want to stop
oh,
listening
I
yet.
I love funny things.
Tom
well, maybe
Martin.
You can come to bed and tell me about it while you're
Tom
pressing
Martin.
Let me just listen to it a little more. They're in the middle of it. It's
honey,
hard to follow. I have to. There's a lot of characters I got to follow.
Honey, let me get that second pair of
just
headphones.
Just let me.
I want to.
No.
I love funny things.
All right, hold on. It's almost over.
I'm coming up the steps. Here I am. I'm closer, honey.
Oh,
I love funny
no,
things.
There's no room.
Oh.
Let me hold on. Let me
no
just
room?
Pause it.
Wait.
Let me
go
it.
Back down the steps backwards, honey. I didn't realize in the fifth there wasn't
Tom
room.
Martin.
Oh, my God. Do you get it, Tom? She wants to hear it, and all it really is Tom Martin. Tom
Martin. Tom Martin.
That motherfucker in real life, I bet he didn't listen to this whole episode, like, at once. And he's kicking himself because he, right now, he just listened to the second half on the drive home. And he's like, if I had listened to the whole thing yesterday, I would have known they were talking about me, but I didn't know.
Right.
Fuck you, Tom.
Yeah, that's right. I'd like to still do a nice treat for you. All right, let me look at the time. It helps to know. We probably...
Oh, shit.
No, we're good. We'll go in.
Oh, that's perfect.
You have a half an hour?
Yeah.
Okay, you sure?
Is that how long it's going to take you to come?
Jen, I'm not...
I said now I would.
There's a perfect example
right
there. All right,
now that
right
I would.
There.
Perfectly, perfect man, perfect example of men and women. Now that I said I would, you're like, I don't want to.
You don't...
Because you love the chase. You
Jen,
love
you
chasing
have a, seriously,
19-year-old girls.
You don't know
so,
that,
you know what? A lot of men would like to fuck a woman who's almost 40. I have experience, and I never got
Jen,
a disease.
I would love to fuck you if I wanted to fuck you. I just don't want
Thank
to fuck you.
You.
It's not you. It's not you. I don't
My
want...
poor mother. Is Todd your boyfriend or not?
Oh,
she listens. She watches conversations on Twitter. Are you dating? You know, be like some weird
tell
thing.
Tell her I am. I don't want your mom to know. Just a thing with her and me. I fucked her in high school.
That's terrible. That's my mommy.
I know. It's my mom, too. I mean, it's all moms. It's just like a fake mom world you pick from.
But mine's real. She listens to podcasts.
She does?
Yes.
Oh, she'll listen to the show?
Yes.
Well, then tell a good story about her. Say something seriously. Not too long, because I don't want to be sorry
I asked
you.
Can I tell you a really cool story? I got to meet Joan Rivers finally. She's my hero.
Would you like to hear some... Would you like to have betting music under this?
Yes, because this is a real story.
Do you have Imagine?
Swear to George Carlin this is a real story.
Look at you, you motherfucker.
My dream... Joan Rivers is my idol.
Oh, by the way, I totally put it... I agree.
Yeah.
I love
She means
Joan
the
Rivers.
World to me. I used to carry her biography around me in New York City. People should read it. It's called Enter Talking. One time she passed me on the street... And I'd only been doing comedy 2 years, and I was sad and on my lunch hour as a temp. And I wanted to stop her and just, like, ask advice, but I knew it wasn't appropriate, so I just let her walk by me, and I thought, someday she'll know me. 14 years later, that is now. This summer, my manager called me and said, Joan had a cancellation for her podcast, In Bed with Joan. She doesn't know you, but I talked you up to her producer, and she said, fine, let her come on.
You can turn the reverb off. I just want
to
hear this.
So I get to Joan's house. They really film it in Melissa's house. And Joan's doing this thing, and she's not doing it rudely, but it's just she's been in the business so long, she doesn't want to deal with people she doesn't know. She's like, I'm not, she's like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm not talking yet because I only talk on the air. I only talk on the air. I'm sure you're wonderful, but I only talk on the air. So I'm like, okay, great. So I brought this beautiful dress to wear because I know she loves fashion. So the producer was like, oh, that dress might make the camera do something weird. I mean, I know it's called moiré, but for the average person listening, ugh. But so he goes, but let me, we'll do a camera test for you. So I'm standing there waiting to do a camera test in this gorgeous dress, and Joan's in bed doing a camera test, and she looks at the dress, and she goes, that's gorgeous. And I go, I know, I might have to do a camera test, though, because – and so now she's talking to me, and she goes, get in the bed with me, because the podcast is sitting in bed with her. She goes, I'll
– In bed with Joan.
Yeah. She goes, you can do my camera test with me at the same time. So I sit next to her, but she's like, but I'm not talking because, you know, I only talk – I go, okay. So then I start talking to her producer about that I think that airline had just crashed – the one in San Francisco. So we were kind of making jokes about it. And she started laughing. She goes, you're funny. And then she just starts talking to me. And then we start talking naturally. And then they go, Joan, she can't wear the dress. She has to go change. So I went to go change back into my jeans and T-shirt that I never thought was going to be on air. And I sit there and she goes, I have something for you. And she gave me one of her feather boas and goes, put this on. It was like I was literally like trying not to cry. My idol called me funny. We're sitting there. We do the interview. She literally was grabbing my hand going, I love you. I love you. When it was over, she goes, come upstairs and talk to me. And then Howie Mandel walks in. She goes, Howie, do you know Jen Kirkman? He goes, no. He goes, well, you're a stupid fucking cunt because she's hilarious. And then I said, Joan, you know, I said, I'm doing this gig with you in Montreal. You have a gala. She goes, I do? I go, yeah, I'm on it. She goes, oh, my God. So she's like, can I tell you something? Is a comic what you want to be? I go, yeah. She goes, you're a real comedian. I can tell. You're going to do it like I did forever. You're going to be like me. I was shaking. And I left and just sobbed in my car for half an hour. Now, I said to her, Joan, I know you don't have this gig in Montreal coming up with me. But you have a gig next weekend at Foxwoods Casino. My parents go to every comedy show. She goes, they do? I go, they're going to love this story. They love you so much. She goes, they're my guests. Call my assistant. So I worked it out with her assistant. My parents came to the show front row. After the show, they were the only people that got to meet her. They were escorted backstage. She's like, the Kirkmans are here. She was like so nice to them. She talked to them for like 20 minutes, took pictures, and she said to my mom, are you proud of your daughter? Because my parents were hard on me about the comedy. My mom was like a totally supporter. She goes, your daughter is so talented. Never don't support her in this. I mean, she was just like, I love your daughter. She's special. It was the most wonderful thing. Then she called my manager to follow up and say, I want to do some kind of project with you. I mean, I never told anyone this. I just felt compelled to tell you.
You know what? Let me
literally, nothing in my life has ever happened like that. I love her so much. And yeah, I know the writer's still saying, and who cares? Don't get into it with me.
I've always, you know, even when I was younger, remember watching when, you know.
I feel like your story isn't as good as mine, whatever you're about to say.
I'm not even joking around. Oh, now I feel like I don't want you to think I'm trying. This is a true story.
Oh, do you have a Joan Rivers story, too?
Well, yeah, I gave her my liver.
Oh.
So I don't...
Okay, well,
why she was alive to hang with you.
Well, thank you, I guess, in a weird way.
Yeah.
Have you... I mean, you could...
Yeah, we go camping once. I mean, we're really good friends, yeah.
All right.
I gave her my liver.
Well, that's cool.
Great what happened to you. You know what? I love that. That's fucking nuts, man.
No, it was cool, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we have
all right. Well, it's funny. We both had
like
Joan Rivers.
Story.
I know. I'm so sad
like
now.
So
I don't want you to be friends.
I don't even want to do this bit because I want to go back to the real thing.
But isn't that nice? She did that to my parents.
Yes.
74 years old. They could have died without that happening.
Those moments. I'm so glad that you. Sometimes we're apprehensive to tell those type of moments in our career because you're proud and you have enough moments. Here's what I always tell people.
It doesn't mean I am funny. It just means we enjoyed each other that day.
Here's what it means. We have enough moments of insecurity, and that's okay. It levels it out a little. If once in a while you're proud of yourself, and that's okay. It's not your whole being. So what I think you should be proud of, let's face it, Joan Rivers knows what's fucking funny. And she could tell you had funny bones is basically what she was saying.
I think she might have been saying it.
Yeah, people can tell, you know. So, yeah, it's like she knew it. And that should feel good because, yeah, she knows. Like you'll be the one that they'll be – you know, when people are funny, they do panel well. So it seems like when they get a show or they get to get on panel, they really prove – you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So they get to be funny for a long time because it's like, oh, we can always use that guest. Those people that are just funny.
Well,
that,
she –
does that make sense what I'm saying?
She liked my work ethic.
I'm not a fan of hers.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
Also, just to even out this story, I have a gig coming up in Indiana this weekend. By the time this airs, it'll be too late.
This Friday.
There's five shows. Mm-hmm. Three of them have sold zero tickets. So believe me, if anyone thinks I have a big head, I don't. Thank you.
You know, it's so funny that you felt – I love you.
I have
one.
To do it.
I know.
Because there's
going to
be letters. She's high on herself. Oh, go fuck you.
By the way.
Nothing. Nothing but Joan's words.
I can't believe I'm doing this because it's usually someone doing it to me.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if every single listener, if they're regular – unless it's a first-time listener, is just going – they're right there with you going, yeah, that's cool. We have those moments. But what I think is also great about it is that we're forced to have these moments right after.
Oh, because you know there's that one.
Well, you're paranoid. You get a little paranoid. But no. Let's go back to the positive side of it. That's those stories you like to hear because it's like someone you thought was funny. And then when those things happen, like you got to soak
those in.
I like
when famous people like – listen, it's tough to meet
Who's
people.
Joan Rivers?
Oh, she was how do I describe
her? She was married to Stevie Ray Vaughan.
She was
Didn't she have the big dick?
No. That was Milton Berle.
Milton Berle, yeah, yeah.
She's a female comic, one of the first female comics.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she does, yeah. No, by the way, I always did like watching Joan Rivers, you know, when I was younger, and I thought she just had this, like, when she was, you know, hosting the show, and it was great. But then I really didn't have the appreciation that I know that I should, that I do now, that she deserves. Something about in the last 15 years. Which, by the way,
she's
that's
back.
A long.
Yeah,
she never went anywhere.
Right,
but there was an appreciation.
Again, yeah.
Appreciation came along with what she'd probably been doing all along, and maybe there was a period. Instead of telling someone, "Oh no, you're being silly," I think it's better to validate it and go. There probably was a period where people didn't know that you know what you were, and then but then they all figured it out. And you know what? When they figured it out, when they go, "Joan Rivers," we take her for granted.
Right.
And then, but think about the how cool the payoff is. And it's every young comic, most good young comics, I think, have an appreciation for Joan Rivers. No, it's royalty.
Hope so.
No, it's comedic royalty. There's probably, so I think in the end, she really gets a very high reward.
They should go back. There's a bit of her on one of those old guy shows, Black and White, in 1967, doing a bit about how hard it is to be single and in your late 30s, and a guy in his 90s is a catch. He's dead. Bring him. It's really funny. And it's about, like, flying alone back then when if you weren't a stewardess who was looking for a husband, like, flying alone as a woman on business. First one doing flying stories of, like, traveling
on
the road.
Oh, come on. It is
and
just...
And she's doing it on TV and getting laughs before feminism.
Oh, my God. I'm 35. Oh, he's 98. Let's fuck him.
So good.
Anyway.
Oh, anyway, sorry to diversify my portfolio. Sorry
do whatever
to
you want.
God, I don't know the word.
An M&M.
Oh,
an
this
M&M.
Song.
An M&M. Boop-a-da. Can I get a little reverb? Deep-a-dee-dee.
Am I supposed to sing this?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on.
What?
What are you doing? Are you? No, I'm in the bit. I'm in the bit. You thought I meant what are you doing comedically? No, I get it. What are you doing?
Singing.
Oh my God! I guess I'm not the one to because I'm such a bad singer. But you, are you? Do you hear the original song? Let me play it again.
Yeah. Todd, I was nailing it.
Let's move on to something easier.
Gloria Estefan saying the rhythm is going to get you?
The
I finally relate to that song because that rhythm just got me.
Did it just get you? You know what else is going to get you?
What?
Your this penis. Is going to get you. Well, I think you're... tell me this isn't a crybaby person that doesn't want... I don't know why this song. I heard it. You know, I troll around the internet looking for songs to just have me go, well, this person is... And then I like to analyze the song. I know what I'm... So I find this song. This guy, and I, by the way, there's truth to this. This is such a boo-hoo. You don't want the person that left you to be okay. If you really have your shit together, you don't call someone and make yourself a victim. Who knows how they even split up, how long they were going on. Listen to this guy. This is the song. So this is basically his cry to her. Like, leave her the fuck alone.
Did you have a happy birthday?
Oh, don't be like this, Scott, the guy that got dumped by the
even
girl at work.
Right. I wasn't there.
Even though I wasn't there,
I
tried to answer
sick
honestly.
That day. Did you have cupcakes at work?
Flowers I sent you.
Then why is he sending flowers?
She doesn't want them.
When you got them, did you care?
Hold on, start it over.
Obviously,
we're pause
she
it
didn't
and,
care if she didn't get back to you about the flowers.
Start it over and pause it and let her let you answer because he's trying to make you feel bad. You should
oh,
be
I'm
honest.
The girl? Okay.
Yeah, you should be honest. Yeah, I did have a nice birthday. I felt bad we're not together.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
start
that
over.
Of,
start over.
Start it over. We'll pause
did
it.
Did you have a happy birthday.
Yeah, it was actually really great. I had dinner with a few friends.
Even though I wasn't there.
Well, it was a four top, so yeah, there wouldn't have been room.
Did you get the flowers I sent you?
Oh, those were from you? Oh, they were... I didn't. I just assumed they were from my new boyfriend, Steve. Oh, my God. I fucked him so hard that night for the flowers.
When you got them, did you care?
No, like I said, I cared a lot, and I fucked Steve all night. Because I'm like, these flowers are gorgeous, baby.
Did you have a happy birthday?
You already...
I said I had dinner with friends, but yes, I guess it was happy. I didn't answer that specifically. I'm sorry.
Did our love song make you blue?
Actually, they didn't have a music license at this restaurant. It was just kind of like a Muzak kind of thing. I mean, actually, that did suck. But anyway, I won't get into it.
Or did you just forget me?
I wouldn't even say forget. It's like not even come to mind. Is that the same as forgetting?
In the arms of someone new.
His name is Steve. When I blew out the candles, yeah, I blow them out before bed every night, something you would never do, and I would be like, sweetie, the house is going to fucking burn down.
Did you stand there and cry?
Why would I cry from blowing out a candle? I'm... No.
Crying because you were happy.
Oh, I actually, yeah, you're right. I'm, like, so happy. I don't want to get into it.
Sad that we said goodbye.
Can I say one thing? You're acting like I did cry, and now you're giving me a choice. Is it because I was sad or happy? I just told you I didn't cry.
He's still holding on to. By the way, the song. By the way, break it down. The silly song that it is. Let's break the bit here.
Yeah.
And real, turn the. Can you turn our reverb off? Is he calling? It sounds like in one moment he's saying, "Did you have a happy birthday without me?" Like, this is a pathetic person, right?
Yeah.
Like, leave her alone, right?
Yeah, she obviously dumped
you. Do you still love me? Like, or do you still think about me? Then why are you doing this? I broke up with you.
I have a feeling all these answers were settled in the breakup.
Thank you.
I don't think she was like, God, I don't know what it is. I love you so much that I have to break up with you. And here's what's going to happen. My birthday's going to suck. I'm going to think of you when there's candles. I'm going to think of you when there's my song. And I'm going to get flowers. And I'm going to be like, whoa! But I have to break up with you because I love you that much.
Did you have a happy birthday?
Get mad at him. He's not listening.
I fucking said.
Not too mad, though. Oh.
Yes, I did. I did.
You're trying to be a little nice because you realize he's a loose cannon. But you still have to set the record straight.
Right. I had a nice birthday. Is there anything else?
If you did, it's plain to see.
Well, it obviously isn't because you asked me 3 times, but it's fine. I'm just...
Now you're getting scared a little bit.
What do you want? Can I get... Are you okay, sweetie?
That the party's really over.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had to end at midnight because the restaurant was closing.
No, he means the party between you and him. It's
well,
like,
yeah, I mean, we were done. I mean, it was a wonderful...
Totally done?
I mean, yeah, unless...
I mean,
the
is there like
things,
a 1% chance maybe? Like listen.
Anything could happen.
Oh, okay.
And you're happy without me.
I mean, I've always been one of those... those people that's happy anyway. I try to work on myself spiritually. So it's like, yes, I could be happy with you, without you. But it's not, happiness is a very vague concept. But yes, I'm fine without you for right now.
All right, cool.
Until Steve dumps me and I need a date or something. Stop, baby, I think the first two stanzas. Baby, the way he's singing, stop. I was like, huh. Why wasn't the guy in the recording booth like, dude?
Oh, it's so much.
Did you have a nice break? Hun, let the lyrics speak for themselves. Did you have a You know, I think if you just sing, did you have a nice
Can
birthday?
I tell you something what? That I know because someone out there is going to know this, but I agree. If you don't know who this is, you're talking
to Bobby Darin.
It's someone that probably would know better now. It's Paul Anka.
Paul Anka, oh yeah.
I didn't know. I thought it was a guy like that was
his daughter's married to Jason Bateman.
Wowzy. Wow.
Tom Martin.
All right, Tom. Honey.
Honey.
All right, I'll be right up. I'm just it's a fun Tom Martin. It's a funny sketch.
So weird. You were in bed and then you ran up.
Tom Martin.
There's a funny song they're playing. Let me just hear it one more
Tom
time.
Martin.
Oh, it makes me laugh so hard. It's about Todd.
Tom Martin.
All right, here I come. One more time, and I'm putting the headsets off.
Tom Martin.
Just one quick thing before you come to
Tom
mind.
Martin.
Did you blow out the candles?
There's one more thing I want to ask you.
Tom Martin.
Honey, can I ask you a question?
Tom Martin.
Tom, are you asking me a question? Or was that Todd yelling in through the window, leading me?
Did you have a happy birthday?
Did you?
I don't know who's where.
I don't know either. Thank God you admit it. I thought, who's playing what? You mean, I don't know who's
I don't
playing
know
what?
Who's there.
Well, it's that guy, and he's. Why was he yelling up to his wife in the beginning? He was. Because he's. That's Tom Martin.
That's Tom Martin's wife.
He's Tom Martin. That's his wife. And then all of a sudden, he's asking his wife if she had a happy birthday. But that's a different person from the other bit. Thank God. Okay.
Hey, you know what? Worlds can cross. Look at the spinoff of All in the Family and shit like that. Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
I feel like I didn't have enough jingles this time.
I feel like you didn't have enough jingles.
I feel like Jingle Joe pays it. Oh, this is good. Can I actually just listen to this time?
Yes.
Caddyshack is one of my favorite movies. Does Jingle Joe, it kind of creeps me out that nobody knows who he is.
Okay, now here's some real.
So fucking good. Can I ask you a serious question about David Spade?
By the way, give everybody a round of applause.
That was amazing.
I want you always to know in those moments what goes on in this room. Like, I was sitting here doing my sit dance. Everybody was thinking the new bubble machine was blazing. And everybody's just – by the way, Jake, I give you an A+. I saw the video from last week when we did the silly dance. You fucking get into it. You don't know because you're doing your thing. You don't see what other people are doing until you watch the video. So those are fun moments. I hope at home you're doing the same thing.
I just say, has anyone ever met Jingle Joe?
Watch your mouth. Oh, of course.
Oh, okay. So he's like a normal person. That's
he's
not like
so normal. And you know what? I would edit this out if there was anything weird about him. You know what I mean? Like if I went, he's a nice guy. His songs are good, but no, first of all, I know he's listening right now, but yeah, no, nice guy, comes to the show, easy,
fun. Oh, he's coming to the show? Oh, I love him.
Has a sense
Jingle
of humor.
Joe, I love you.
Yeah. Now,
he does the jingle to my podcast.
I know.
Oh, you don't, you pretend.
Yes,
to.
I do.
Can I ask
no,
you
No, he
question?
Told me that in an email today. Did you ever hear this? This is real.
Uh-huh. Oh.
You've heard Frank Sinatra. Someone made him like... Someone told me... Someone made him a bet he can make any song a hit.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this.
And this is really him. CIO. To George Carlin.
And on this
seems like it would be an impersonator. I don't feel like
I fucked her. Oh, what? Frank, that's not the lyric.
Hey, with a bing bang dare and a doobie doobie doo.
What would you think he would do if he, if Rowan, whatever that guy's name is, Ronan Farrow, really is his son? You've heard this, right?
Yeah.
Do you think he'd be like, my son's gay? What? Or do you think he'd be accepting?
I think, you know what? It's so, sometimes people surprise the shit out of you that I think it might
be 50-50. I feel like he'd be one of those ones that's like, my son's gay, you shut up. It's not
listen,
for
I don't go
say.
Nowhere without my gay son. If that hotel doesn't like my gay son, then I'll go sing at the Tropicana where they love my gay son and show him around backstage, my gay son.
I think that's a good impression.
I know it is. I'm Frank Sinatra. I got a gay son. Let me in. Let me in. I'm gay. I'm not gay, but I've got a gay son. Let me in this hotel.
The gay passed right through me and went right to him. God didn't want no gay on me, so I just carried it and then I let it out.
God made me have no woman part of me at all, and it doubled up on my son and made him gay, because there's no feminine features in me. So they had to go out and ended up making my son a homosexual. And I'm let me in. I'm Frank Sinatra, and I've got my gay son with me. He hangs out backstage, and if he can't hang out, I'll go sing somewhere else.
Frank, it's fine.
All righty. Well, oh, meanwhile, no one. He's yeah. making a big deal yeah. about it. His grandson's like, Grandpa, nobody
cares.
He's
on stage. Yeah. Just sing "Fly Me to the Moon," please.
In the middle of his, he's singing "My Way." In the middle of his yeah. song, my gay grandson is backstage. I want to bring him out here and show him to you.
Woo!
And they just applaud. He goes, "Look at him. He's gay, everybody, and I love him."
Frank, this is someone in the audience.
Hold on, I want to sing my hit song first.
Go ahead.
Then I'll bring my. I'm gonna sing with him.
That's great. How'd you do that?
How about a half of my gay grandson, everybody?
Frank?
Hold on, let me finish. How about applauding for my gay son with a beautiful voice?
Frank?
Hold on as I talk while I sing. Hotter than you think, you son of a bitches. Yes, what's the question over there? Is it for me or my gay grandson?
It's for you, Frank. I don't know why this audience member is a microphone, but Frank, your son sounds really young. Are you sure he's gay? You seem to be
outing
him.
I know he's gay. I saw him looking at the guy without his shirt. He's embarrassed to talk about it.
Well, he's beautiful.
Thank you. How about a hand for my gay grandson? He's singing for you. Oh, guess what I forgot?
What?
This is how we're going to have to go to close.
Okay.
Here we go. By the way, I'm in no hurry, but I know, you know, I could do this.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you know the thank yous? Do you know the difference?
Yeah, one is just silly, and then
he takes it in.
Yeah.
Oh, you see?
Thank you.
I'm a real listener.
Say it again.
Not like these other comedians on your fucking show that come and
Paul
use
Tompkins.
You.
Paul Tompkins. Fuck him, right?
You know what he told me?
What did he tell you?
He goes,
hey, by the way, you're not lying to me, are you?
No.
Because I'm very smart, and you can't just pull something over my wool over my eyes.
He goes, when my wife has one of her poker parties, and I need to get out of the house for like 2-3 hours, I'll do Todd's show. But only if it's the same week that I have a gig somewhere where I want really stupid audience members to show up because his audience
God,
is stupid.
Fuck him.
So he made fun of your audience.
Fuck
and
him. That
you.
Makes me so mad at him.
Yeah, and then he goes, Todd.
What else did he say?
Well, he goes,
oh, God, you don't understand. He comes on here and acts like my friends. He's a pile of shit.
He goes, I liked doing the podcast years ago, but ever since Todd got that tattoo, ever since he got that tattoo, he can't even look at it.
I knew he was fucking looking at it.
It doesn't look good with
shit. And I compliment his fucking dumb vest.
Well, he goes, I have a different opinion than Todd. He goes, I don't like shirts with collars and tattoos.
Oh, you're making me angrier and angrier.
The thing is, when we hang out, I kind of egg him on.
Does he say anything good?
No, never, because I say bad shit about you, too.
What do you mean you do, too?
Well, that's when I air my stuff about you.
What did I ever do to you?
Nothing, but it's just one of those things where you can't pinpoint it, but you don't like somebody.
You, I don't care, but Paul F. Tompkins, I don't know why that makes me so mad at him.
You know what the F stands for?
You're my
for?
Better friend.
You know what the F stands for? Fuck Todd. His mom knew when he was born That he would hate you.
But I think in this bit, you like me because you. This is why you're.
No.
No, no, I think so.
It's okay. Not a bit.
Shut up.
Of course you think in this bit I like you. Todd.
You know why? Because
it's
you're
not going to happen.
You think I want to fuck you again?
Even in the bits you do.
Even in, you know, it's fun no matter what. That's why if you have. Okay, listen.
What?
That bit, I think you do like me because you're telling me that stuff about Paul F. Tompkins, so I'll like you better.
Oh,
and
I know.
It's working.
Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go. Well, in that bit, if that happened.
Well, hold
happened.
On. Here's what we need to do.
What's the close?
I'm serious. We have two things to do to close. We're going to do the. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Jen Kirkman for coming on our show today. This is the president of the free world, John F. Kennedy. And I want to declare today Jen Kirkman Day on the Todd Glass Show. How about a nice round of applause for Jen Kirkman, everybody? She comes on here and puts a silly, fun slant to the show and is always not afraid to take bits in the silliest direction. And that's why we applaud her. And we are thankful of the United States of America that we have her on this show today. And we will treat her with the respect that she deserves. And we will all enter her pussy and shake Andrew Furtado's hand. I couldn't even think of a good closer. I took a good,
what if he started telling the world about 9/11?
Here's the listen. Here, can you turn the reverb off?
Every
bit has to be about pussy, and maybe I'm not funny, but at least I said it that way if someone was thinking it. Well, if somebody thinks it, they go, all right, he thought it too, and then he pulled back.
Maybe you're not. I don't know. Just dawned on me that maybe you're not.
Well, let's err on the safe side. So here's what we have to do. We have to both. I think you're going to like this. I'm going to give you two times, and then, well, I'm not even joking. If you do one or two, whatever you want to do.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait.
Okay, they do, yes. They do cartoons, you know, for the show sometimes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they'll take like a piece of the show, and they do a really good job. So I thought we would give ourselves, because they usually make them about a minute and a half, but we edit them down.
Got it.
They make them a minute and a half, but they have to grab from different parts of the show, and in within that bit, and they tweak it, and it's amazing. And then they chop it up, and they get it into this minute and a half. So tonight, I thought, for Thanksgiving, we try to keep it a minute and a half.
Love it.
And then if you want to do one, you do one. If you want to do two, it's a fake story. Everyone's going to hear all this setup. You make up this ridiculous story knowing they're going to do a cartoon, so have fun. So then he took out the chainsaw and he said,
and I just make up a story about Thanksgiving?
Some weird thing that happened at Thanksgiving. It was just really weird. It happened, and it's a story, and then, you know, and then they'll pick one and make it a cartoon. No matter what, they're all going to be fun. It's just one will be made into a cartoon.
Okay.
But it's a lie. It's all in the head. Is it good to call it a lie, or is it maybe call it it's a fantasy? It's a
fantasy.
Twisted memory of the past in a fantasy. Okay, so is this a lot to throw at you?
Oh, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, God, I just realized that's a lot to throw at you because I don't know if I can think of anything.
We'll see what I can do.
Meanwhile, I've worked on it all day. I'm like, geez, you know, if I could pull something out.
Okay.
You know, I met Joan Rivers once.
Shut up. So did I. How did
I know. I didn't want to tell you what happened.
What?
No, because you're going to think I'm just saying this to put you in a bad mood. It's still a compliment what she said, but I don't want to. There's one thing she said.
You can never take away from me what she said to me. What did she say to you?
Me and my big fucking mouth.
What did she say? It's not like she said, oh, I just met Jen Kirkman.
She just said, I said, Jen Kirkman. She goes, not a fan.
What?
Yeah. All right, I don't like this bit. I don't like it. No, I don't like it. No, I don't like it. So here's what we're going to do. Do you want to go first?
Yep.
Now let's give it an opening because we do all the work for them. Now here we go. The editor's liking it.
Wow, that was passive aggressive.
And now, no, I mean it's good. I'd rather just give them.
We
like,
do all the work for them now.
And you want to run the clock and hold it up for her? And now a fake Thanksgiving story. Why am I saying it like it's Halloween? And now a fake Thanksgiving story. No, and now a Thanksgiving story. So, Jen, you had a crazy Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Well, it was actually, do you mind if it was 20 years ago?
Is this a true story?
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
20 years ago, I was 18 years old, and I was at my parents' house for Thanksgiving, and my mom forgot the stuffing. So she ran out to the store, and then she got in a car accident, and her head fell off, but they sewed it back on later, so she was fine.
Oh, my God.
But my dad had to go get her, obviously, because her head was rolling around in the street, and so the police called, and so I was all alone, and I'm like, great, I'm all alone. So then someone knocks on my door, and I'm just sitting there playing sad, you know, music. I'm playing, Paul Anka music. And
you know, I think you're playing public domain music, if I remember correctly.
Public domain, yeah, public domain Paul Anka-ish music. Anyway, this knock on the door, this guy comes in. He's like this tough kind of like Jersey guy. And he goes, hey, I just left my Thanksgiving dinner because my son came out of the closet. I go, your son came out? He goes, yeah. I mean, he's only a baby, but I can tell he's a total homo. I go, who are you? He goes, I'm Frank Sinatra. Don't say anything. My son's a total homo. So I just left Thanksgiving. I go, but you, how did you get from Jersey to Needham, Massachusetts? He's like, hey, don't worry about it, honey. I got mob ties. I'm like, okay. So Frank Sinatra and I sat there. He carved the turkey, and then he fed it to me with his fingers because I don't know where my mom keeps the fork. She never told me we had a bad relationship. But long story short, while my mom's head was getting sewn back on, Frank Sinatra and I had Thanksgiving together.
That's a beautiful story.
It was really nice.
I love that he's open-minded. He uses the wrong terminology.
I don't know why he said homo, but I think that was just the time, you know? But I guess, like you say, the brilliant ones back then would have known, but he didn't. And I wasn't going to correct him because I was afraid he was going to hit me.
Well.
Have you ever had anything weird like that happen?
Well, I have some stuff, you know. I had a crazy Thanksgiving once.
Do you want me to tell you about my other one?
Do you really have another one?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a true story?
Totally true. I don't know why weird stuff
was that a minute and a half? How long was that last one?
Minute and 23.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I thought it went over like a minute.
Thanks.
I realized that was, it sounded like an insult, but it really isn't. I enjoyed it. No, was that a true? I'm so dumb though. Was that a true story?
Yes. Okay, so here's my second.
Remember,
one.
Picture everything. They're going to be whatever you
my
want.
My mom's
to
head rolled up. What,
yeah, I know that was fun, and then they sewed it back on.
Okay, one time.
At band.
One time on Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. I was sitting there, and I looked at my grandmother, and I was like, she doesn't seem like she's alive. So I was like, Nana, Nana, and I went and slapped her face, and then I heard her last gasp, and I was like, oh my God, I like slapped her into death, you know? But what was, so then she started, I could see her soul come out of her body, and she was like, I just died. And she's like, can I tell you something? All your relatives do greet you at heaven. And she's like, it fucking sucks because then they have nothing to do. They're like, what's going on? You're like, I thought you were greeting me. And then they're like, well, this is where it ends. And you're like, and she was like in heaven with all her former relatives. And they were just asking her to entertain them. And then she was like, is this what heaven is? And they're like, yeah, it's so boring. We're trying to get out. And so she.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. And so, I just wanted to get in the cartoon.
Oh, okay. So then she came back. So then she was flying around the table and she was like, I don't want to go to heaven. It's so boring. And then she came back into her body and was a zombie. And so my Nana was like the first zombie. And so she kind of ran around the table and tried to attack us. But I was like, Nana, don't. It's me. It was this whole thing where she was like, I don't give a shit that it's you. I want to eat your face. Anyway, I hate to get emotional. So that was it. Thanksgiving kind of ended early. And then my dad and I played touch football in the background. And I think a neighbor came over with a sawed-off shotgun and shot my Nana in the face. So I think they killed her zombie self. But I don't know. Hopefully she's happy, but... And then I had some leftover cranberry sauce the next morning by myself. It was like 4 a.m. I couldn't sleep.
Just piling it in your face?
Yeah.
In the kitchen?
128.
You smashed it on your hair, too. I just wanted to make it visually. Just keep adding
that
things.
That was two worse stories, but I don't think I have any.
Well, I have a story. Look, this is a true story.
What is it?
My grandmother, a while back, did LSD by accident. And... She was in the kitchen and she thought she saw, she starts screaming, oh my God, she was pulling Jay Leno's head out of the chicken. And it starts twirling around, turns into a disco ball, and then it jumps out. It's Jay Leno's body, Jay Leno's chin, with a disco ball head. She goes, he's running around the kitchen, and everyone's freaking out. Everyone starts screaming. We have a dog. It got up on the 2 feet and started walking around the kitchen going, oh, my God, it's Thanksgiving, and I'm a Great Dane, and I can't believe I'm talking. And then the Great Dane's head turned into a disco ball and started twirling around, too. Meanwhile, turkey goes flying through the air. It's just flying everywhere. Pieces of turkey are falling everywhere. It's unbelievable. The disco ball's going. This is my grandmother. She thinks this really happened, but she's on LSD. None of this happened. What really happened is she was sitting in her chair rocking back and forth. She just went on LSD. We're like, oh, my God, what is she doing? She's been rocking in that chair for like 3 hours. And then when she comes out of it, she goes, oh, my God, can you believe what? Tonight was so much fun? And she starts telling us that story. And then her head turns. No, that couldn't happen. Back the cartoon up. And so it was just, and then there were meatballs everywhere. I want the cartoon to get their money. Yeah, and then I go, oh my God, for Thanksgiving we have turkey and a big pot of meatballs, and I'm throwing meatballs in the air. That's right, and guess what else I have? I have baked yams, and I'm juggling 13 of them at once. That's right, because it's Thanksgiving at Todd's house, and I got pudding, and I'm spitting it out of my mouth while I juggle baked potatoes. And then everybody realized that it was just her LSD trip. And then yams came out of her eyes. Her nose turned into a ding dong.
Can I say something? I know that was for the cartoon, but honestly,
that was a true story.
Okay, because that like made me cry a little bit. It might be because I'm feeling kind of emotional because I wanted to talk.
What's wrong? Talk to me. Right, that was.
Wait, can I say another one of my true Hollywood stories?
What do you mean you're true? You mean you have another? Yeah, I want to ask you a lot of questions as we
just
go to close.
Really. I know we're closing. Really quick, I met Jay Leno.
By the way, I'm never in a hurry, so
I had a good experience with Jay Leno. This really is true. I did the Tonight Show as a guest.
Did you have a good experience?
I met him the night before. They needed a guest last minute, and the producer of the show, who now works at Chelsea Lately, was like, Jen Kirkman can fill in 10 minutes. You'll interview her. She wrote a book. She's from Boston. She went to Emerson, too. He goes, oh, I'll read the book then. So Bob calls me. He goes, Jay's reading your book. He wants you on the show. He wants to ask you. He thinks it's hilarious that you majored in dance at college. I see him that night at a party. And he goes, hey, Jen, nice to meet you. Comes up to me. We talk. He's like, literally like, these fucking people back in Massachusetts. Maybe I shouldn't say this out loud. But he's swearing his head off, making fun of like his neighbor that's like, hey, ever see gay people in L.A.? He's like, of course I see gay people. He's like, why would I want to go back and talk to those bigots, racists, homophobes? He was just going off. Then I see him the next day at the Tonight Show. He comes in my dressing room. He's like, what clubs you playing? He wants to talk about clubs. And then he talks about playing Vegas during
the mob. Does he want leads, you think?
He was talking about doing Vegas during the mob years. And I go, you know what? I always thought I'd be the one broad that could hang. He goes, they would have raped you. It was like the funniest thing ever. He goes, Jen, no, everyone thinks it. He goes, they were horrible people. He's like, no, it was not. Don't glamorize it. This is a good time to be in comedy and a good time to be a woman in comedy. It was a great conversation. And he was listening to me. He actually read the book, was quoting it, was listening to me on the show, and was really funny. And I always now have a positive opinion of him. Thank you.
I like that.
Then he tried to steal my job. But I hold that separately. No, but anyway, that's a nice story.
No,
thank
I
you.
Said
I bet he would not remember anything that happened. But to me,
can I bet? I bet this. I bet he would. He's got a crazy memory.
He does?
Yeah. Yeah,
is that
crazy.
Why? Is it all on his chin? Thank you. What a dumb joke. Anyway, this podcast, all she did was talk about all these people that like her. Fuck you.
You have to make up. I like when you do it because then it makes me look like see what it looks like.
It's like a crazy person. Eddie Tepitone called me this weekend and told me everything he's jealous of, and it's all the stuff I am, and I'm like, you're crazy. And then we just both laughed at each other. It's nice to have a friend that
go
can
fuck
act.
Yourself.
Yes,
Eddie Pepitone.
Yeah, good old Eddie, who unfortunately, you know what? This song.
Don't even
do you
joke.
Think this is the mood? Look, play this.
I thought you were going to make a joke about him dying.
I'm open around the streets late at night. Worried because you ain't treating me right. Come back again. I'm just crazy about you, babe.
I like this song.
I know, I love it.
Who is it?
I spoke to your mom and I spoke to your dad.
Right now, everybody, if you want to smoke pot or you need to go get it, or get a drink, or maybe just relax. We're going to play the song and go get your, go get where you got to get.
Can I point out something about this song?
Yeah.
He's singing all happy. But he's sad because this girl's not with him anymore. But he says, I talked to your mom, I talked to your dad. That's like way crazier than the other guy.
Who's he just like be talking to the parents.
Like, just like, oh, hey, how's Lisa? Billy, she ended it. It's not our business. Well, put dad on the phone. He's not your dad, Billy.
Do you know how you can, you know, how you doing? You know how you can make sure you never end up in a relationship longer than the other person wants to be in it? Now, I know there's in-betweens here, but I think there's something valid to what I'm saying. If you let someone know, and it casually comes up, it's not like you have to say it the minute you meet them. But if you can even, you can one night in the beginning of your relationship go, I just want to let you know this. Like, just be honest. If when you tell a story, here's how you say it. You don't even have to tell them. When you talk about your past, they know if you're sane or not. So if all your past stories involve, it didn't work, but we're you know, it's not horrible stories. I didn't get angry. They're not, he took all this and he took. If you just tell stories that are positive, people realize that's who you are.
Right.
And then when it's time that they're not happy with you, they're not afraid of you.
Right.
You have to let people know, like, even if you need to directly say it, like, look, I'd be sad, and mm-hmm. I would, but I wouldn't go nuts on you. I wouldn't. Right. You didn't do anything wrong. I'm not gonna
right.
just because you fell out of love with me make you feel horrible. So if that time comes, and it's okay, and you don't have to be scared of me. That they don't have a lunatic on their hands.
Right, right.
That you're not gonna stay in that relationship.
That's,
so
yeah.
the people that get stuck in those is because they're both scared of each other, and it's like so they end up in this relationship just because they're afraid the other person.
Like I don't know how they're gonna react to this.
Yeah, yeah, or the, and it could be sad. That's okay. You should be. But you shouldn't be sad at the point where the other person has to think, you know, they're going to kill themselves.
They couldn't handle this.
Right, yeah. Like, you got to say, look, I'm sad, but I'm a big person, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be okay.
Except for two, all my breakups were great. And one of them, the person's mad at me, and the other one, I'm mad at them, and that's fine, but we're not all mad. So I have great examples. Where are the cops?
Do you think what I just talked about was all right?
Yeah, I think it made sense. But here's the thing. I forgot.
That's all right.
People are going to think I have fresh air, but
no,
I don't.
No, you don't. You're in a safe zone. And PayPal. Hey, pal, pay. You be you, I'll be me. You say it nice. Hey, pal, you got to pay.
I'm just going to pay my pal.
Yo, yo. Hey, pay, pal.
I know, I'm going to pay my pal.
Wow. Hey, pal. Pay it.
In the future, there's going to be fees on that thing.
I had
50 cents per dollar.
Listen, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do this song, and then you're going to do a song, and that's how we're going to go to close.
Okay, goodbye.
No, oh. No. Oh. We'll both do songs.
Oh, okay.
Is there? What is that? What's it? You got to play it. What is it?
Oh, I love the Tom Likas stuff.
Oh, I thought you could be the girl that gives advice. Her name's Lisa Likas. Taking calls.
Do you care?
She'll give the women, she gives the women the advice they need to hear.
It's, yes, daughter. I'm not some right-wing wacko, no!
Hey, Lisa?
Yes?
What should I do if my boyfriend won't go down on me?
Cut off his dick.
That's right, it's Lisa Likas. Right off. Wow. Lisa Likas. She tells you what you need to hear. And then they show a clip of her.
Give him a penny and tell him to use that to spend on himself. Eat dinner in front of him and tell him to chew on a napkin and then stick a tampon up his ass. Have his baby and then throw it in his face and say, you raise it, you motherfucker. And he'll fuck his best friend in front of him. He's dirt. Men are being phased out. Do you hear me? Men are worthless. Unless they're digging out the trash. What else?
Hold on.
Do you care?
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Tommy.
You know, I love you. I love what you say.
You're the only man I like, Tommy.
It's that type of fake bullshit.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you, though. Is it ever time to get married?
Only if you're going to marry... Wait, I don't know what Lisa thinks of this. Hang on.
She'd be like, never.
Oh, yeah. Wait, hang on.
Is there any time to get married?
Yeah, if you're ugly and so is she. Otherwise, dump that bastard. Then dump yourself. I'm only against gay marriage because it's two men, and I think that men are disgusting.
You're listening to Lisa Likas. She tells you the way it is. She vomits the truth in your face, guys. She shits out of her mouth, and you get to listen to it. Here she is with more advice.
You know why I believe in abortion? Because 50% of them are men. Never come into life. Take a man out to dinner, make him sit in the dishwasher in the kitchen.
Take a call, Lisa.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Lisa, first time caller, long time listener.
Gives a fuck?
I want to talk about something serious. My wife hit me yesterday. What do you?
Good. How hard did she hit you? What kind of boxing glove did she have? It's time to hit men.
It's time to kick them where it counts. Use your upper leg strength, ladies. That's where our center of gravity is. Kick that bastard. Kick him in the nuts. And then fuck his friend. Make him dinner and then eat it in front of him while he's tied up. Put a match to his balls. Then make him sleep on the lawn.
Oh my God.
You know when men are useful? When you need some motto, when you got your ferry and you don't want to go to the snow. He can't give life. He's a loser. He's never menstruated. What does he know? He's reversing everything in the...
It's great. I love that he talks.
Men aren't funny.
Hey, Lisa, how you
Men
doing?
Men are not hot after 29. They are useless.
Lisa, how you doing?
Do you care?
I don't, Lisa.
Well, fuck you, Click.
How can you say...
No man talks to me like that. Men should be naked and spread open for me to look at their balls and make fun of them. Fuck me and shut up. Not if you have cellulite.
Oh, God!
Men should be killed when they stop being hot. Too many sitcoms have men in them. Wait, no, that made no sense.
Oh, God.
Oh, anyway.
Oh.
Her show just got canceled.
Oh, my God. That was one of the best things that's ever happened on the show.
It was
for
like
me.
Like a feminist take back.
We call that the James Adomian Award.
Oh, no way. I could
well,
never
we should give it
to,
that. It should be the Jen Kirkman Award now. Let him fucking win it.
No, his impression is amazing. It's my favorite thing.
Oh, anything. That was ever. Men aren't
Can I say
funny.
Something? When I'm on the road
what?
Before shows, I listen to this podcast while I put my makeup on because it gets me in a silly, fun mood for my show. And I swear to George Carlin.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, that's all I've ever wanted to do is give people a safe place to hang out.
Anyway.
Well, you son of a
What's
bitches.
The song we're doing? I'm sorry well, to derail I'm, it with another brilliant bit.
You let me tell you something.
I can't wait for this one to come out. Whoa. No, just because of all the cards and letters. I gave my address. Don't edit out my address.
Of course I won't.
716 North Dakota Avenue, apartment 417. I wasn't lying.
Right, listen, I want to do the middle. I want to do this song, and then you're going to do a song, and that's where we're. We should have closed with that.
No,
I'm only
have.
Doing this. You know why? Because I'm
For
having
Tom
so
Martin.
Much fun. Well.
All right, go do our song.
Tom Martin.
I'll be right up, honey.
Okay, great.
Tom Martin.
Wait, who are we?
I'll be right up.
Tom Martin.
I don't know what you mean. The bedroom's downstairs.
Tom Martin.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been walking around the house listening to this. I forgot where I was.
Tom Martin.
Honey, I've been listening to this great show, Lisa Likas. I don't even think I want you to come to bed anymore.
Tom Martin.
Honey, will you get me a beer?
I love
Tom Martin.
I love that she listens to Lisa Likas and just loves it. Lays in
oh,
bed
yeah.
at night and you go, you know what? At the work tomorrow, she goes, you know, Lisa Likas, can I tell you something? She might be crass, but she's right. She's right. You know, these women are like, Lisa Likas, I mean, yeah, some of it, but.
For the most part, don't you dare
part.
Split this up into two episodes. I can't wait.
I won't. Can I tell you? I don't like to hold on to episodes.
I know. You tell me that.
I did not. Don't try to make it look like I'm reusing conversation.
No.
How
I
dare
tried to,
you?
No.
Okay. So
right,
here's
sing your song. Or I'll
how
sing
dare you? How dare you? Act
well,
like
now
you don't
pick
really
up my dry
hear.
Cleaning.
You got to pick up whose dry cleaning?
Mine.
Oh, the reason what I was saying was that was so funny that Lisa Likas. That I just don't want to leave yet. I need
well,
to decompress.
You need to digest.
I need to decompress. So sometimes you end on the
You're
second.
You're like ordering a cappuccino in the comedy bit.
Here's the way I look at it. You, right. Sometimes you create whatever formula you want. And this formula that I have, the second to the last thing is
the
most
funniest.
Where you're like, and then you decompress and you say goodbye. That's where we're at now.
I
it's okay.
You.
I like it that way.
Yeah.
Because that was a lot of fun. I like to have fun and look back on it as if it happened another day. And that's where I'm at right now. Does that make any sense?
Nope.
Oh, sure it does.
Oh.
It looks like, in other words, because my fresh air has worn away. Oh, now you know what I mean.
I was just fucking with you when I said no.
I was fucking with you. I knew you knew. I knew. I knew. I know I wasn't. Okay. So there's that.
Your nails are gorgeous.
Thank you very much. I try to, you know, cut them.
I know what you people do.
No, you know what? I cut
them. I love manicures.
The most stereotyped. I know you. Well, hello, Dolly. Hello, Dolly. Listen, I'd like to do this song. By the way, I want to give you the opportunity again. I don't want to be disrespectful to you. You did a very good job, but I think that it would be fair to give you another chance. I'm so sorry to do it again.
Hey, hi, hello, oh, this hi, is the chat guy.
Hey, hi, hello, stopping by.
You want to start over?
Yes.
Let's start over, Jen. Take your time. There's no hurry.
Go.
Do you want to do it?
Yep. Okay, I know it. Hey, hi, hello, this is the chat guy. Hey, hi, hello, thanks for stopping by. I like you, and I hope you like I. Hey, hi, hello, hi, hi, goodbye. I fucked up the same part, but I did.
Can I tell you, I'm still impressed.
I know, I have a pretty good memory, except for things that I don't care about.
You're just fine. And your mom, I hope she enjoys the show. She's great.
Jen, I don't. David Spade, he's going to listen, and he's going to ask you out.
I'm going to make sure you at least, I'm going to put you guys together and make sure you at least fuck a little. Try to make that happen.
I'd rather just kind of hang out with him like.
Listen, here's what I'd like to do for you. I'd like to do my song and then I'm going to turn it your way. And
do your song.
Everybody, thanks for coming. We'll do it where we'll at the end of your song. I'll do it now. So thank you, everybody, for coming. You guys have a good time. Yeah. And young Jake over here, and then Aristotle over there. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
So much fun.
So fun.
And let me tell you something, Andrew Furtado. Even though I know you're there, you're a great energy. I know I use that word a lot, but you know what? I use it enough, still sparingly enough where it's a compliment. I get angry during my compliment.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad you were here. You were fun. And it's nice to have some of the original gang here.
I hope my levels were okay on the Lisa Likas. Yeah.
You know what? I wasn't crazy about the levels. Is that what you kept handing me a note that said the levels suck?
Was it Maya was too loud?
Well, he kept giving me a note that said the levels suck.
Wait, is that true? No.
No.
Oh, right.
But if your intuitions were right, you wouldn't be crazy. All right. That made sense and no one realized it. Hey, can I play with your poodle?
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean, right?
I just put it to sleep.
Yeah, baby, listen to no.
Not my dog, my pussy.
I don't want her to get confused. Can I... See if this would work. How would this work? Like, mm-hmm. You don't mind if I play with your poodle?
No.
You're sure?
Positive.
So we can go back to your house and play with your poodle?
Yeah, I mean.
I just like poodles, and I like playing with them. I would love to play with your poodle.
I put my poodle to sleep, but you can play with my dog. Thank you. Women. Oh my God, you know nothing about women. They put their vaginas to sleep after a certain age. I just put mine down. I turned 39.
All right. Can I? No, but what if you got back to the house and he goes, all right, pull your pants down so I can play with your poodle.
I go, and she's like, keep it in my pants. She's still so stupid. Why would I keep my dog in my pants?
Shut up!
It's in the back in a crate. Hang on. But then I go to the crate and you see my vagina in it. I have to keep it in here. It's so wild. It bites people. I have to keep it in here.
Your vagina. Oh, it is your vagina.
It is my vagina. It bit the mailman.
Oh. I hope.
I can't even clip its nails. It gets so rowdy. Todd believes the vaginas have nails.
I know they do. It's stupid.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Wouldn't that be funny if I really thought that? Yeah, Jen, shut up. Vaginas have teeth. I know that. Okay, let's.
I actually just wanted to get some extra square footage in here. I was just trying
to. What does she charge you? That's enough. Can I come in there? Can I stick my head in there?
It's pretty tight in here. You don't want to come. It's a tight squeeze.
That was a great sound effect.
Oh my God, there's cows. Oh my God, there's a whole. It's beautiful in here. She really takes care of it. Yeah. Thank you.
I call it gangrene eagles.
Gangrene.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You take care of your.
Thank you.
Oh, you do. You take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can I say, let's all say thank you. Turn all the sound effects off. Let's show this kid the respect he deserves and thank him.
Thank you.
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 Thank you. Thank you.
No, 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 no.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Try to thank him in the right inflection. See if you can do it. What would be
the... Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, you're a very nice young man.
Thank you.
Oh, no, there you go.
You're welcome.
Well, you're a very nice young man.
Thank you.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
you,
no.
Thank you.
Yeah,
well, you don't have to keep saying.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
you're certainly polite.
Thank you.
Doctor, so he's just been doing this for a year. That's all he says.
And he seems to be nice, and he just repeats this over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very nice thing to say, but I put a cigarette out of my hand yesterday because I couldn't take it.
The only thing I could recommend is to save you the embarrassment. By the way, this is the worst doctor in the world.
Uh-huh.
To save you the embarrassment, ask questions. It looks like he's at least responding to you, and then people passing by won't know that there's anything
there's no,
wrong
like,
with
medication
him. Well, let me just show you what I would do.
Okay.
What's it, Charlie?
Charlie, yeah.
Charlie, you're a good kid. Well, I'm glad you're happy. Well, you're welcome.
And you're just going to
well,
live
you're,
your life.
You're welcome.
I have to go to work. I'm
you're
a single
welcome.
Mother. I just have to bring him to work and talk to him all day.
Or we can cut his tongue out.
I've been listening to this program, Lisa Likas.
she learns everything. Everything she learns. Because you know why? Because Lisa Likas went off on some bit a month ago, and she resonated with her. What did Lisa Likas do?
If your kid is a boy, put him in a dumpster. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not some wacko, no. I just hate little boys. Because little boys are the men in the future.
You're listening to Leaky Likas. That's right, on KDD 93.M. High top the megawatt studios with 7,000 watts of power blowing in your face.
Men shouldn't vote.
Wow.
Men shouldn't vote.
Get out of my house.
There's a reason men make half the amount of money as women.
I don't need honey. Oh, can I have some of your money, dear?
Get a job.
But how would I make as much as you?
You'll never She lost
it's
it.
It's the other way around. It gets the guy begging for honey.
I'm so confused by this bit.
I want to end with
a man song. Will never be president.
I'm going to end with a song.
Yeah.
the man.
Don't
so
let a man be president.
It's so outrageous that even though there's already...
A man can't be president unless he's fat and ugly.
She makes it work. A man can't be a president unless he gets fat and ugly.
Only the ugly men go to college and get an education.
You hear how... By the way, you're really just flipping it.
Yes.
In a way. Like
it
all,
stupid.
You realize the ridiculous.
Men have no right to an abortion, even though it's illegal.
All right, let me end on right. a nice song.
I didn't like the
and
end.
And then you do the song. That was
okay.
great.
Oh,
we got it.
Right,
I
now,
know we have to go. I know.
Yeah, to pick up my dry cleaning.
All right. Okay,
it's a 24-hour place, but
go. I'm
I don't
sorry.
Know.
I'm sorry. Let's do the song. I do. I like how I act like this is going to do anything. Like this song's going to end the show better. It's I want to do.
Maybe
it
will. Go.
You're right. Can I get some reverb, please, for the love of God? I need to get my voice. Hello. Hello. And the ship. Here we go. Maybe make it seem better. Like add some stuff. Can you hold on? Thank you. There's a ship lies rigged ready for the harbor. Tomorrow for old England she sails. Far away from land of endless sunshine. To my land full of rainy skies and gales. And shall I be aboard that ship tomorrow? My heart is full of tear and this farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. That's right, United States of America, you're listening to the Todd Glass Show, number one by the Podcasters Association of America. More dearly than the spoken word can tell. Jen, you want to take it over? or do you want to do another song?
Another song. I have one in mind.
And then we bring this music down on the taste of war. I see the wall blazing. I just want to make up words. See, if you weren't paying attention, would you know? And the endless seas of sails I see so well. The morning glory brings me bright side for the future. But the sun among the falls shall never shine. The dark windows of my soul should blare out loudly. My mind shall only keep what is inside. For the thoughts that I have bring me forward to tomorrow as we chant upon the grainy skies of blue.
You are beautiful, and I love you dearly, more dearly than this moving with me too.
Oh.
Alrighty. Thank you. God bless the troops. Push it.
That was beautiful.
Well, I'll do it again.
Tom Martin.
There you go.
Tom Martin's beautiful. And I have loved him dearly, more dearly than his stupid wife figured out.
You wrote this song about
Yeah, about my affair with Tom Martin.
Let me hear it.
Tom Martin's beautiful. And when his wife's not home, I come over and he pets my poodle. His wife's so stupid. He's listening to this and she's in bed. She doesn't know all the things I said.
Now the thing that got a little weird was she got jealous. She listened to the podcast one Thursday night. I didn't know where to take it. Shouldn't let you just keep going.
Lisa Likas wants to sing. Oh, it's over. I have a song we can sing.
Okay.
What it's is called this? Sunshine Go Away.
Oh, back to Lisa Likas. Lisa Likas will tell you like it. She want to hear. You know they do the promos. They drop in the back.
All right, I'm having a day. You're beautiful. I'm going to say it once and then edit this out. Everyone's a good person. The world is a beautiful place. Men and women are equal. I've got to fucking edit that out. Goodbye.
Lisa Likas. She'll tell it like it is. Let's fade that out. We're going to find a song and we say
Sunshine,
goodnight, by
go
the way.
Away Today by Jonathan Edwards.
Do you have it?
It's an easy song to sing. Everyone
oh,
loves
but,
it.
But I don't we have to be online to get that?
Maybe I can just get it on my phone real quick. I have it on my iPod.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Oh, come on.
No, no. You can make an edit here.
Yeah, you can. But it makes more work for him.
He likes it.
Oh. He told me he didn't.
No, I told you he did. I know this is going a little long.
Okay, we're done.
I'm having fun.
Sunshine, go.
I just say that. I don't really mean it.
Wait, do you have to buy it
it's,
now?
It's like,
it's
it gives him the opportunity for him to say, it's okay.
It's on my phone.
That's all I need. It's okay.
It's on
like,
my
it's
iPod.
Not okay. I've got a girlfriend that sits home petting her own poodle.
It's 10:30. What kind of shit is this?
Are you recording this?
Artist, wait. Wait, I've got the song.
Should we leave this in?
Yes, everyone loves it. I'm scrolling through my iPod
Well, that's
Touch.
A little self-narcissistic.
I don't know what that means.
Well, either, no,
this
either
is,
do
you
I,
know
but it seemed to fit in. Well, I knew what narcissistic
even
means.
In a porno,
I guess
there's
always...
Even in a porno, there's boring scenes. It's not coming every second.
Yeah, that's All why right. people fast forward. I heard. Back off, everybody. I heard. How about what you heard, Jen? And I don't think you should have to leave here today... What you caught. Do you want to talk about that? Because I feel like that's what's weird. And I feel like, talk about it, and then we're going to say goodnight, and you're going to sing a song. But
talk
you,
about what?
What happened with Jake? Because I know now you're weirded out, and it shouldn't be weird. We should put this behind us. He didn't do anything wrong. By the way, it's not like she saw him doing anything wrong. It's just, you know what you saw. Now you're embarrassed.
Well, I saw him. I don't know exactly what it looks like.
Well,
guys
you told
pee.
Us all.
I know guys pee; they kind of shake it out a little. But he was like shaking.
Not
and
for three minutes.
Not for 3 minutes. And he was like looking at pictures of like this is what's weird, the Golden Girls. And I was like, no, honestly, I thought it was nice. He likes older women, but it was just like so like I don't know. I don't understand men. I know they're hornier than women, but do you have to?
The Golden.
Like, why couldn't he just?
Jake, is this true? Jake, and do not lie. Is it true?
Yes, Todd, it's true.
But then it seems like he got confused and couldn't figure out which one to finish to.
Which one of the Golden Girls?
So then he just splattered the wall.
Which one of the Golden Girls do you like?
The short one.
All right, that's okay.
He doesn't know the Golden
Girls. I'm very not. This is a very open-minded show. The short one. He doesn't know the Golden Girls. Do you
is
not
Daniel
know the,
Kino kicking yeah, himself at home listening because he has that Golden Girls bit he does?
Yeah, well, sure, Daniel. He's like, I should have been there tonight. I would have pulled out my famous Golden Girls
I'm
bit.
I'm so glad he's on here.
Thank you.
Okay.
I do know the Golden Girls.
Oh.
I knew you did. Oh. All right, listen. So what? You're going to do a song?
Yeah, and you're going to all sing it with me.
Did you get it? All that time we're sitting there, and we don't get anything done. And that's why this show is not on top of the charts anymore, because it's you. You're...
Sunshine, go away.
Hold on.
Today.
I don't want to start off mean yelling. Stop
much.
It.
What?
Start it over. Oh. I want to say goodbye in a nice way before we go into a happy
How
song.
How about say goodbye while I sing?
But I was in a bit. Where I was being mean.
Oh,
I don't
get
like
out of
it.
The bit.
So we had fun. Everything was great. And this is how we're going to close. And everybody, I would like you, if you could, to sing along. If we come around here, do you guys want to come around here? And I'll put it through the PA and just sing real loud near a microphone. Is that cool?
Can I sing it in here?
Of course. You do.
Oh, this is my. Oh, okay.
Or you can just do it from over there.
No, go over there. I didn't know if you meant
me. They're fine. They're fine. Okay, here we go.
I didn't mean it.
I don't want to make anybody.
Sunshine, go away today. Don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's trying to run my life. Don't know what he's asking.
Woo!
He tells me I'd better get in line. Can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we lost. I'll try it. He can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if he'll run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. Don't feel much like dancing. Something's gone, he's trying to run my life. Don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where fruits of what I do are growing. He says in love and war all is fair. He's got cards he ain't showing. It's almost over.
Okay.
How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we lost. I'll try it. He can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if he'll run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. Something is you, I'll be singing. This old world is gonna turn around. Brand new thrills will be ringing.
I want to tell your listeners, download Proud Mary by Tina Turner. There's 2 minutes where she talks. She goes, I know you like it when we do things nice and easy, but this song is going to get nice and rough. And then she sings it real slow, and then it kicks in, and it's awesome. Wake up to that every morning. You'll have a great day.
Good night, everybody, or wherever you're going. Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.